Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
No pools.
Nothing.
You know what they do have?
What?
Backpacks. School supplies. It's August.
Pumpkins.
We're coming on August soon. We're getting ready for school. Pools are gone, Mike. It's the middle of July. No one's got a pool.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Welcome in. Happy Tuesday to you. Timmy Hall is here. Common Man is off today. Mike will be back tomorrow. Timmy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bone. It's good to be here with you. Drug Church hoodie today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a band I like.
Right, oh, I'm sure it is.
Drug Church, yeah.
And when there's barbed wire written around the lettering, I mean, you I think what? It tells you that's death metal.
No. Yeah. Very much post-hardcore. You could hang with that. You could hang with Drug Church, buddy. You could hang.
I'm not hanging with Drug Church.
Drug Church and...
You know I'm not hanging with them, so don't ask.
Drug Church, Military Gun is another one you would like.
No.
I think you would like that. Trees That Scream, you would like.
Trees That Scream. Why is it going to be a military gun? Why not a civilian gun?
One of those three bands, made up. You have to guess which one.
Oh.
Drug Church, obviously not made up. Military gun or Trees That Scream?
You made up Military Gun.
No.
Dang it. Trees That Scream sounds like a death metal band from the Pacific Northwest.
Sorry, buddy. You're 0 for 1 today.
All right, well, you hit...
That's too bad.
You hit me with a little real or fake metal band name.
Just there.
I'm going to hit you for Game Show Tuesday at 5:34 with real or fake Canadian cities.
Oh, I like that.
Why? Well, we have a lot of Blue Jackets that are Canadian, and I am going to scratch a city off my list that I've always wanted to travel to. On Saturday, I am taking the fam, well, the fam is taking me, to Vancouver.
Oh.
So we're going to do a little Canading in the Pacific Northwest. It's going
to
be
like
fun.
It. That'll be fun. Are you going to get out to the ocean? You're going to try to see like in the...
Yes, we will. It's the Strait of Georgia that's up there.
Strait
so I don't know
Georgia.
If we're actually in the Pacific Ocean at that point, but...
Well, it's all...
We're going to do some whale watching on a Zodiac, so one of the small boats, and we're going to do like the little 2 or 3 hour excursion.
Look at
and
you.
Try to see some whales when we're up there.
Whale watching with Timmy Hall.
Yeah.
I love it.
Let's hope I see Moby Dick.
Maybe you'll see a Kraken.
Maybe
you learned,
so.
You learned about that with the Kraken, right? Well, hang on. Let me set up the show, and then we'll talk about that. We do have Inside the NFL 348, Rapid Fire 434, Game Show 5 o'clock hour, like Timmy just said. The Kraken, named after the sea monsters that the old sailors would see, and they'd say, "Ar, there be a Kraken out there.
I swears to you, I seen it."
Right. And the Kraken would have like tentacles and be, usually...
People know what the Kraken is. Are you really explaining the Kraken to people?
I don't. Do you know what the Kraken actually probably was?
Gigantic. You've seen it in that one movie. It's like 100 feet tall, rises up out of the ocean, and it kills you.
Except these sailors, you have to remember, a lot of them had scurvy, which affects the eyes.
Scurvy.
A lot of them were drunk or just, old. Or they just didn't have good glass. They didn't have good bifocals like we have now. People couldn't see. One of the theories from historians is that was actually just whales mating. And the tentacles they were seeing was
just the stuff.
That was the stuff.
That was basically a whale orgy. And then the waves are doing their things. It's kind of hard to see,
yeah.
Right? You get the white caps out there when whales are having a nice tussle.
the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Plus splashing. Yeah, that's right. The real Whitecaps. The Whitecaps come from the whales.
What's happening to that whale?
Having some fun.
That's probably, maybe it was just like sailors with like kids with like, what's happened to that whale, daddy? He's like, Kraken getting him. That's a
yep.
Sea monster. Better watch out.
You got your orcas. You got your humpbacks. You got your blues.
There you go.
That's the biggest.
There was a humpback and there was a blue. Yep, that's right.
If I don't see one, don't see lots of whales, I'm going to be pissed.
Are you paying a lot for this trip to go on the whale watching?
And this is supposed to be one of the best spots on planet Earth at the best time for whale watching.
Really?
It's August in the Strait of Georgia. It's not supposed to be better than this. So if there's no whales, I will be pissed. And I won't ever want to go again.
I am going to see August in the Strait of Georgia with Drug Church at the Newport. That's going to be a killer show.
Stop!
I can't wait to go.
Stop it!
I can't wait to go.
Followed by gray puma hats.
You're just saying things,
then it becomes the next metal band.
I love Lamp. You're Brick from Anchorman at this point.
Big Head Tyvus.
I think, isn't that Big Head Todd and the Monsters? I feel like that is a band. Am I wrong?
Toad and the Wet Sprockets.
Well, there's that too, the different band. I think Big Head Todd and the Monsters, I feel like, is a thing. All right, we will stop naming bands. We will talk about some actual things, but please derail the show. You can tweet us at manandbone971. The YouTube chat is there for you. Just search on YouTube, look for 971 The Fan, go to the live stream, and you can get in the chat there. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. I think that's right. I think I've got that right.
I sure hope so.
If not, sorry for whoever's getting those texts now. My bad. MLB trade deadline going on. The Guardians made a nice move here. I think this is, you know, the type of thing you need. They needed an outfielder who can hit specifically in right field, and now they have that in
Lane
Thomas, that's right, from the Nationals. That's who they got.
Good for them.
Yeah, well, and this is a guy who's hitting pretty well. He can definitely add power. We were talking about this with Jason Stark yesterday on, you know, Jason's beef with Jason Stark, where basically with this team, we know the Guardians can play. We know they are one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. You don't get the second best record this far into the season without being awesome. The question comes when you get to playoffs. Can you generate offense in a way that makes sense for winning playoff games or winning a playoff series where you need to be able to generate power that goes over the wall? You can't just hit for average. You've got to have some of those big boppers. So Lane Thomas isn't solving all your problems there.
Yeah, but he's got, what, 8 home runs? But again, he's a guy that's been getting on base. He's got 28 stolen bases, so he's a great runner once he gets on. And he does the job in the outfield, too, so you can play this guy and you can get some good at bats from him. I think this is a nice move for the Guardians. And I just think you want to see, as a fan, you want to see that they are in on it, right? And you're leading the division and you want to be out there spending, but you know, being a small mid-market team, it's not going to be anything crazy, but it's a nice piece that they're bringing in to try to keep this thing going in the right direction so they can get to postseason play and hopefully win a couple of series.
Yeah. Last year, Thomas had 28 home runs and a career high OPS. So those are the numbers they're banking on him finding in the second half of the season. We'll find out if he does. But even that, just you have to respect him a little bit more as a hitter, I would say, and that allows everybody else to possibly see better pitches. So
that's
part of what this is, too.
Trade deadline, baby.
Yeah.
A lot of happenings in baseball, if that's your deal.
Goes until 6 p.m. The Brewers made a trade with the Reds as well, so Frankie Montas is gone. Now they get in return, the Reds do, Joey Wimmer? And pitcher Jacob Weimer.
Yeah.
Weimer, maybe?
Yeah.
Could be Weimer. You're right. Anyway, I was talking with Ted. Again, the Reds right now don't feel like they are in contention. They are decent. They are building.
Right. They're just kind of hovering around 500.
Well, they're like a lot of the National League, where they're just hanging around because of the wild card situation. There's still a chance, but it's more about building for the future, right, Teddy? That's kind of where
it's always about in Cincy, right, Ted?
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of like roster maintenance right now. You get rid of the contracts that you're not going to renew next year, or guys, you know, they're expiring contracts. And then if they could, I'd like to see him maybe add a piece of somebody who's under control for the next couple of years that could help him out, hopefully an outfielder that can produce offensively. You may obviously give up something for that, but that would help him out down the road and for over the next couple seasons. I like to see that too.
So that's good. So there you go.
Good luck, Teddy. Good luck with that.
I think what you just offered, Teddy, is a very reasonable take and a reasonable thought on this. I do understand if you're a Reds fan who's like, why don't we ever presume that if we got a few guys, we could make a run? But I think slow and steady chipping away at it and eventually getting to a point where, let's say next year you start off like super hot. You know, maybe you have out of the gates, you go and win like 20 of your first 30 games or something like that. Then you have a legit reason to say, hey, now we are in contention. Players start to believe things are happening a little bit better, shown some improvement. Then you start gearing up for, all right, let's get a couple pieces at the deadline.
Right.
But also this offseason, you could still make some moves and try to do that too. It's not like it just has to happen here, but I understand Ted is already saying next year, that's when hopefully maybe the iron will be a little hotter and that's when it's time to strike.
I hope so. I mean, how many years has it been since Cincinnati was hot and in a position to win in the playoffs when they had that series against San Francisco? It's been a good minute.
Oh, yeah. I think during the pandemic, they made the playoffs, but it wasn't anything. They weren't very good still.
How many games did we play that season? Was it 60?
Something like that.
It was
like
crazy.
Yeah.
It was like a two-month baseball season.
Yeah, that to me doesn't even really count because that was just kind of like fluky thing.
Yeah.
So whatever.
The Lakers title doesn't count.
I don't blame you if you're a Reds fan who's frustrated and thinking your team should make more moves. I caught what you did there. It's fine. I'm counting.
Lakers fans. I'm still counting. It doesn't really count.
It counted. I think it counted. They played
weird
all the
year.
They did play that championship for the Lakers. Wasn't that in like September? They played it late. Remember, because they had like the whole season stopped for a while, then they came back, and I want to see they played a lot of those games in the summer. Like it was pretty bizarre.
Was it a continuation of the season where Rudy Gobert kind of flashed on the scene? Rudy Gobert, we were watching today, France and Japan. He was the guy that kind of jokingly like touched all the microphones, right? And it's like, oh, guess what? You've got COVID.
Then the world got COVID.
And now everyone in that room has it. Now the whole world has it because of you.
That was poorly timed joke by him, to say the least.
He wants that one back.
I think he does. I think he wants that one back too. There is plenty happening in the Olympics today, and we will talk about some of that throughout the show. I will make you this promise. I can't promise for the updates, right? Paul Keels is his own man. He's going to do what he wants. He is delivering you the news, okay? But when I am...
Facts.
And that's right. That's what he should do. That's his job. When we talk about the Olympics, Timmy and I, for the next 3 hours, if it comes up, I know there are things that tonight some people may want to watch. I also know we have Twitter and Instagram and everything else where you're getting updates left and right on your phone. If we start to mention something that could be a spoiler,
there should
for
be
people.
A code word. What should the code word be that you blurt out when you're ready to talk about something that's already happened at the Olympics?
How about
you just say drug church?
No, that's my shirt. That's going to, because then if people are looking at me, they're going to think, oh, it's spoilers all the time. If they're visual, that's not going to work if they're looking on YouTube.
No, that's what we say it.
No, I know. Yeah. How about in honor of the French? How about Marie Antoinette? Like that can be our... Well, anyway, did you watch women's gymnastics? Marie Antoinette, and then right into
Marie Antoinette.
That's fine. All right, that or let them eat cake. We could do that too because that was what she said. And
we just say Bonaparte,
Napoleon, going Napoleon,
and then we go.
Did they honor Napoleon in that opening ceremony? I know they.
I didn't see it.
We very much talked about Marie Antoinette. They had the metal thing going with that. I love that. That was awesome, but. Yeah, I don't think we spent as much time on Napoleon, probably for good reason.
Yeah, I didn't see anything for Napoleon. I think they left him out of that.
Good. Probably a good idea. All right, next up, you've heard about it. It's been talked about quite a bit. We will get into it. The notice of allegations for Michigan appears to be on the horizon. Appears that we're going to get there soon. Timmy and I will talk about that next. It's Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You should know there's an accident that's blocking the right shoulder on westbound 670 near 3rd Street, causing some delay there. And you'll also hit a slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East and West split. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment to get started, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Down payments vary. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Timmy Hall is here today. We have Inside the NFL coming up 3:48. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
At 4:34. And a game show at 5:32. Before we get to any of that, though, I got to tell you about my friends at Able Roof. They will get the job done in one day. 24-hour turnaround on most jobs. Done in a day. Good for a lifetime. That's their promise. Able Roof has been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus by Consumer Choice Awards for 22 years in a row. And they've got a great deal going on right now in honor of the summer because it's hot. They know you might need a roof and you want it done quick. How about this? No payments, no interest until 2026 and save up to $1,000 on a new roof, siding, and windows. You can get that roof today. Call Able Roof, 614-444-ROOF. You probably already knew that number, but I'll say it again. 614-444-ROOF. Timmy?
Bone?
Ohio State and Michigan kind of hate each other. This is known.
Always and forever, baby. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hate them a lot more here in 2024. Doesn't even matter like which way this thing goes.
Well, the
really
news
doesn't matter.
Late yesterday, Chris Ballas from thewolverine.com said that the NCAA is prepared to issue a notice of allegations against Michigan as soon as today. Now, mm-hmm. we haven't seen any of that yet. It could happen today, maybe during the
Pins
show.
Pins and needles, man.
Oh, yeah.
Pins and needles. If this is going to be a dud, or if they're actually going to swing and hit him with something of substance, right?
So I'm trying to remember this from last time. Because you'll remember last year they got hit with a notice of allegations. And that was for, he only bought him a cheeseburger. And
yes,
you can't buy a kid a cheeseburger anymore. That was Jim
Harbaugh.
There
was no ban. There was no postseason ban. Just some scholarship losses, things of that nature.
That was the notice of allegations. That was them saying, we've done our investigation. This is what we found. This is what we're going to punish you with. Then, of course, they can appeal it.
Of course.
Right? Okay.
Right.
Now, you're going to get the same process for the Connor Stallions thing. This is, it took him this long to now get to that point, which actually for the NCAA is kind
pretty
of quicker than I would have expected.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
I want to ask you a question, a two-part question here, and you let me know if we can do both of these things. One of it's on Michigan, one of it's on Ohio State. Can Michigan men finally acknowledge that they actually, yes, there was cheating. It happened. Cheating occurred. You'd know it happened. Can Michigan men admit to that?
I don't think they can.
Okay.
No.
Well, here's the other part of my question.
I don't think it's possible for that.
Can Ohio State fans acknowledge that they're going to get away with it? Like, they're getting away with this. Just, we need to all.
They got their title. And
yes.
I don't think they're going to do anything
they're
to that national championship. That's what the smart money says. If anything happens, you're going to be hoping for a one, maybe a two-year bowl ban. I think if you get a bowl ban for these guys, I think that's a win.
Is it?
Me personally, if you get a bowl ban, because I am bracing for, I've always been the guy to brace for the worst and hope for the best. So
sure.
I have just been of the thought process that they're going to try and appeal this down and they're going to throw, like what they already started to do, right? Compile all the so-called evidence, in air quotes, of other programs doing similar types of things to try to skirt the rules a little bit to get signs or codes to decipher, you know, what offenses or even defenses are doing out there. Like it's been, and they'll try to say this has been done in football since the beginning of time, right? And we can argue all day until we're blue in the face how much of an advantage they got in each specific game for which they had Connor Stallions buying tickets and sending either himself or some cronies to videotape sidelines in a place where you're just not allowed to be videotaping. And that's what it needs to be about in my book. It's not about how much of an advantage you might have gotten. It's the fact that you knowingly broke rules to go and get that advantage.
How much of an advantage does a star athlete get by using performance enhancing drugs? Is there a number you can put on it? No,
probably not. It's different for every guy, right?
Well, and
for Barry Bonds, it looked to be a gigantic advantage, but for some other guys, maybe not so much. You're just hanging around the league.
Right. And let's say, compare it different sports. Alex Rodriguez to a Tour de France PED user. Who got more of an advantage when they did? I don't know. There's no way to quantify that.
Right.
And there's no way to fully know the extent. So that's why you have to measure the intent and the actions and not so much the outcome.
You should just measure what the rule, you should just measure your rule book.
Well, yeah.
That's the easiest thing to do,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Was
exactly
this
right.
against the rules? And did you knowingly break it again and again and again and again? And if you got guys that are just going to sit there on their hands and lie, that's me saying that. Like, oh, I didn't know anything was going on. No,
we know.
No idea this was going on in our program. Oh, if we'd have known this guy was doing stuff like that, we would have told him not to. Okay, whatever. Well, he did it. So, again, I'm hoping that you get at least a bowl ban, and for me, that will be nice. But if you cheated across three seasons, it's not unreasonable to say that for each season that you were cheating, you know, big time in, that you would get a bowl ban for each of those seasons.
Here's,
two would be nice.
I'm curious with Buckeye fans, because I'll tell you where I'm at in a second, but I'm curious from Buckeye fans. You could tweet us at @ManandBone971 if you want to, or put it in the chat on YouTube. What would be a punishment as a Buckeye fan that would make you say, all right, justice was served? Because here's where I'm at with all of this. Let's just start with some of the more absurd punishments. Let's say that they punish Jim Harbaugh in some way with like a show cause penalty, which I don't think they're going to do, but let's say they do. What does that do for you? Yeah, but what does that do for
you? He's not coming back.
It doesn't matter, right? That would be nothing. I would feel like nothing happened if that's what they did. That's no punishment to me. If you do something like a bowl ban for a year, that to me is nothing, because this Michigan team, while they will certainly make probably the college football playoffs or at least be in the running for it, should they be allowed to, I don't think they have the type of team that you can just say, no doubt they are the number one team. Look at them. They're not being rated that way. Most people don't believe they've got that team. A lot of talent left. They have a new head coach. All of this is true. If they get a bowl ban this year, it's almost like the perfect time to get one. You just won a national championship. You're still riding high off of that for at least a season or two.
Absolutely it is. If that's all it was,
that's
you'd
nothing
think
to
that
me.
It, you'd think that we made out great. You're going to let us keep our national
Michigan
championship.
Would. Yeah.
And we're going to have people down south crying about it, but it's not going to take the banner down. So they love that even more, right? That we're upset about it, that they got their national championship, that they in part cheated through most of those, you know, three seasons leading up to it.
Well, and I'll even say this. I think the biggest win for an Ohio State fan in all this, just to see Michigan lose something, would be if they took away at least the championship and the wins from last year, and maybe wins going back before that. Maybe that evens up the number a little bit for the OSU-Michigan rivalry. But even then, we are going to be saying, oh, according to the scorebook and the rule book here, it does say you didn't win those games. And then they're going to say, do you remember those years? Do you have memories? Because I do, and you do, Timmy. And all the Michigan and Ohio State fans have memories as of right now of last year and the year before and how much it hurt and how much it sucked. And if we can all point to the, you know, rule book and say, yeah, but technically they cheated, everyone's going to say, great, loser. That's real fun. Good job. You pointed at something that doesn't matter, because the argument is everyone's cheating all the time in sports, and if you're getting away with it, that's fine. At the end of the day, there's a trophy sitting in their building that we did not get. There are three wins in a row that they got to have fun with that we felt miserable over. There is no ruling for me that makes this good. There's no ruling that makes me whole in this. I am just, we are going to watch them get away with cheating, and it sucks. I'm making peace with it. I'm curious though if anybody else will actually feel good about it.
So
they've gotten away.
So you're at the bottom of the barrel of negativity with this.
Yeah, it's negative, full on negative bone.
They've won. Yeah, full negative bone. There's nothing they could do. I'll tell you. There's one thing they could do. They could relegate Michigan to the MAC for the next 3 years.
Yes.
You have to win the MAC to get back.
Yes. That's
and maybe you do that first year, get your ass out of here. I think that,
oh, you know what?
I speak that kind of from the heart, going with the soccer style. I think that would be fun to see the, you know, cellar dwellers of the Big Ten get punted down. And then also that could be like one of your prime punishments too.
You know,
like you need to forget about, you know, bowl bans or vacating seasons, because that's kind of archaic. You're down. You're out. You're out of the league until you can get back
in. You get
in.
Relegated. I love that. I'll say one more. Here's the other punishment I would accept. The Pony Express punishment for SMU.
Dead.
You don't play football for like two years and then you start the program over. Fine. Love that for you. That then I would feel vindicated. Then I would feel like, congrats, you got your championship. Enjoy 2 years of sitting around doing nothing. That would be it. But they're not going to do any of this. There's not going to be any of that. I will be shocked if there's anything that makes us as Ohio State fans feel good. We'll find out, though. Maybe you're different. Let me know at manandbone971. We have an update on Paris's River of Poo coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit some slow-moving traffic if you're on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. And you can also expect a delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The new Lux Cravings box from Taco Bell with cheesy, crunchy favorites, chips and nacho cheese sauce, and a drink for just $7. Try it today at participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks excludes freezes, tax extra. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, the Fan traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Hope your Tuesday's going well. It is a rapid fire Tuesday here on the Fan. We'll be doing that on Man and Bone coming up at 4:34. Teddy's got that ready to go. Timmy Hall is in today on the show. We're loving having him here. Mike will be back tomorrow. We have got a Fatboy food tip coming up a little bit later on as well. Game show, 5 o'clock hour. What is the game show, Timmy?
Game show is going to be real or fake Canadian cities.
I like it.
Tomato ketchup, Eddie? Nothing but the best. Right, I'm going up there on Saturday, very excited about it. Wanted to go to Vancouver my entire life. I actually played golf with a couple of guys with the Jackets, Rob Mixer and Jeff Svoboda. Thoughts go out to Jeff. I know he'd been battling some cancer, and he was about to go have another round of chemotherapy the day after. But he was swinging the club well, and it was cool to see those guys. And I always ask the people in the hockey community, what's your favorite NHL city? And almost every time, Vancouver is one of the first cities that's blurted out.
Well, we had, I think last week, Teddy might have asked us that question of which city in Canada would you like to live in? If you had to pick one, where would you move to?
And Medicine Hat.
Well, I said Vancouver would probably be on the list. I'd have to put that in there just because I love Seattle. I love the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
And you get the mountains, you get the ocean, you get the forests and the,
Have you done Oregon yet? I still haven't gotten to Oregon.
I got
to
expand the PNW palette as it is. I got to get out to
PNW.
I figured you'd like it.
Let's go.
I figured you had a different abbreviation for the abbreviation I offered, which is good.
Let's get out there and catch a Timbers game.
Oh yeah, why not?
Or they playing that old
they play in
place?
A baseball stadium that they renovated to kind of make it into like a soccer stadium. It's weird, but yeah. So there you go. Well, I'm looking forward to the game at 5:34.
Man, Big Ten State now. Get out there to a game.
That's right.
Autzen Stadium.
I mean, that
Oregon Ducks.
The whole West Coast now is Big Ten country. Yeah, California, Oregon, Washington. All those, we have Big Ten teams in all those states now.
We got the big trip coming up here this fall. It's going to be here before we know it.
I know, man.
I don't know if you or I mean, I know I can't get out there to the actual Oregon game with the post-game show responsibilities. So that makes it tough about getting out there and seeing an Ohio State game. Evil Bald Colin, he's going to be loving it.
Yeah, he gets to go. He's
on the board
on-site engineer. Yeah. He gets to do all that stuff. And it's always fun hearing Colin come back and say, I'll ask him about like, how was this and how was that? And he'd say, oh yeah, well, the food wasn't great where we were. And I had to, he always has a restaurant review, which I appreciate because every time they go, they're hitting some of the local spots and sometimes they're good, but sometimes they miss.
And he always comes back with a piece of apparel.
He does.
Of some kind.
He does.
And I know he's got to bend his rules a little bit because he can't just come back here with an Oregon hat now, being that they're a Big Ten opponent, but he'll have some kind of, trailblazers or if it's just an outdoorsy type of Portland or Oregon type of hat.
Yeah.
Something. He'll come back with something, I guarantee it.
I think that's good. I respect it. As long as you're not getting, like an Oregon Duck jersey, that would be a little bit too much.
You can't really do that. What's the rule on that now? Because he got a USC jacket. years ago.
But
when,
they weren't in the conference.
No, they weren't in the conference. And he was out there, I think, for a bowl game. And he just wanted to catch a college basketball game when he was in the L.A. area. They were out there for the Rose Bowl. That's what it was.
That's right.
And he saw a UCLA-USC basketball game, which was a lot of fun because they usually both wear road jerseys.
They
splash the colors.
They go
for
color on color, which
yeah,
I'm always a fan
color.
Of.
It's, yes. It's the baby blue, the Bruins blue. And
what they
burgundy.
Should always do in football and basketball, when you have iconic uniforms, Ohio State and Michigan should always be scarlet and gray, maize and blue. None of this wearing white. None of this wearing blackout uniforms or grays.
White's different. White's just a home uniform. That's also classic.
We need color on color for the big college matchups. This is my rule, Timmy.
I don't know about that.
Your rule. It's mine. It's my rule. It's what I like.
You know what? Well, your rule sucks.
You get in my head and tell me that it doesn't make sense. It makes sense to me.
Every now and then it's good. It is.
Every now and then it's awesome. And it's always awesome. And so go watch USC, UCLA. When they do it right. They always play with the nice light blue and gold helmets versus that maroon and gold that they wear. Yes.
It looks like Christmas, and it's not even red and green.
What do you mean?
But something to me tells me that it's Christmas time.
I think that's
when
your,
I see the,
your eyeballs
the color
are screwed
on color.
Up there. That's your head that's screwed up.
Possibly.
I think it is.
It is.
I'm telling you, that's the way it should always. You know what? Notre Dame played Ohio State. It should always be them in their navy blue tops, the gold pants, gold helmets versus the scarlet tops and the gray pants for Ohio State. Anytime you play those two, let's see that.
Now, put them in those lime green tops with the lime green pants and the ridiculous over gold helmets. Not the normal gold helmets, but that sparkly stuff that they try to throw at you.
That's right.
Every now and then.
And when Oregon plays, they should wear their nuclear colored outfits to match.
Right. What is an Oregon uniform?
They don't
uniform?
Have one. They don't have
is,
a traditional
Oregon's
look.
Uniform?
That's their look. Their look is, you never know what
whatever
you're going to get.
Feel like.
Their look is your favorite thing. You'll see. Little thing called you'll see.
That's it.
That's their tradition. So the River of Poo is still happening in Paris, apparently. This is the second straight day that we have had canceled training for a variety of sports that we're going to use the river. The Seine River is, of course, marked with pollution. Swimming in the Seine has been illegal since 1923. So over 100 years ago, they said, too dirty to swim in. However, Paris 2024 organizers continued to have hope they would be able to get this all cleaned up. If you don't know how their sewage works, they do have pipes that take it out to not the river. However, when flooding occurs or when there is an overusage of the pipes, then that overage flows into the Seine. So when there's like massive rainfall or just big events or whatever, that can cause the overage to spill into the river. The local officials said,
which is much better than in the 1600s when it just flowed into the streets.
Yes.
Right onto people.
That is better than
just went downhill.
What it was.
So it's a slight, those
slight
old cities in Scotland, England, France, it's a little bit of an improvement from the 16th century, but this is still very gross when we're talking about putting our athletes in this body of water. When you think, oh, you know, maybe we could do some of this stuff in a pool or, I don't know, somewhere that's cleaner, somewhere in a beautiful lake that's in the outskirts of Paris. You know, I forget what city we were talking about where it might even be this Olympics. Isn't the surfing taking place in Tunisia?
Tahiti.
Tahiti. Why did I say Tunisia?
Sorry.
Tahiti. How many miles away from France is that?
It's on the other side of the globe.
Other side of the world.
But it's French Polynesia.
French Polynesia.
So they said this counts the country of France can. Yeah, so that's where they went with that.
Either way, just a way to use an example of you can go and find the cleanest lake possible in the outskirts of Paris and do all of the.
Yeah,
you know,
they could have
swimming sports where you need a bigger body of water, like stuff you wanted to do, or the canoeing, sailing, all that good stuff.
Well,
I don't know.
What they needed for this was apparently they're doing the triathlon there, and it's 1.5 kilometer swim in the river.
In the river.
So,
of poo.
Yes. And then the course goes off of the river and continues on with the running and the biking and all that.
They could do something like that out in the country very easily.
Well,
a triathlon type of deal.
Yeah, they could have if they hadn't already booked everything and had everything planned. You know, like they've got this all organized and they need the river. Here's their logic. This is the part they're saying. Well, if it doesn't rain in the next 36 hours, we think the E. coli levels will go back down.
Oh, that sounds
lovely.
Not
because they've cleaned the river of the E. coli. It will have just not put more in, and it should then normalize to regular levels of E. coli because all the poo won't be actively flowing in. Poo will have flowed in there, and it will have left residue or whatever, and then all the stuff is still... But we're not going to have new coming in that will raise the levels. That's where we're at with the river that they're doing this triathlon in.
We got a really, really low standard for what we're shooting for here. That sounds nice. I got to tell you, if I'm an athlete, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to make me swim fast.
Oh,
I'm going to want to get the hell out of there.
You're right. That's going to be a quick swim, the quickest part of your trip, and then everything else is going to be secondary.
I don't know if there's a tolerance level or a limit to if I'm in the poo water for 20 minutes. Is it going to make any difference if I was in it for 18 minutes?
Yeah. Right.
Probably not. I'm still going to get all that E. coli up my nose and in my eyeballs, leaking through my goggles and in my ear holes and all the other holes. And it's going to be nasty.
No.
That's right. It's going to be gross. Actually, we'll do Inside the NFL coming up next. It's Timmy Hall filling in. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle. That's on westbound 270's off-ramp to 71, and that's on the south outer belt. It's blocking the right shoulder there. We also have a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 256. This report is sponsored by WhatsApp. LOL and ROFL, without the green bubbles. There's a way to share no matter what phone you use. WhatsApp, the place to safely send messages between different devices. Message privately with everyone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
MLB trade deadline going on. We will have updates for you coming up top of the hour. Paul Keels will have the latest, and we'll be talking about it throughout the show, too. Timmy Hall is in today. Don't forget, Man and Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company right here on The Fan. Timmy, you ready to get some NFL news going?
I am.
All right, let's do it. It's time to go inside the NFL.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
I start with the New York Jets. I'm sure some people saw this clip that was making the rounds on social media. It was our very talented former Buckeye wide receiver, who I think, if he gets into the right kind of quarterback situation, could be one of the best receivers in the National Football League, Garrett Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers, back from his injury, who's kind of, you know, practicing, but not going to play in any preseason games. More on that in a second. But they were having quite an animated discussion with each other. Borderline argument. It did end with them kind of coming to some agreement, and they gave a little handshake there. But a lot of Jets fans were sort of freaking out about that. But look, this is training camp. I'm sure you can find situations like this at every single camp in the National Football League. It's just because it's Aaron Rodgers, and there's just a lot of stuff about him now that is very public. So I think a lot of people would be quick to side with somebody like Garrett Wilson, even though Aaron Rodgers, way more of a veteran player, he has seen way more football than Garrett Wilson has maybe even lived, you know, number of years on planet Earth. Aaron Rodgers has probably been playing competitive football, if you count, you know, all his years at Cal and then his years in the National Football League being 40 years old. But I'm sure everything is going to be smoothed over right there. They both need each other for them to be great this year.
I would love to have heard that argument where maybe Aaron Rodgers says, hey, you ran the wrong route. And he says, you ran for president. Why don't you pipe down? Maybe be here for the times where I could have worked it out with you in the preseason. That's what we're learning right now. That's why this is not working right.
I was reading an article yesterday, and then how it goes, you can't find the article again when you need it. But Rodgers was saying something to the effect of, you know, I was having a conversation about him, about a play where the ball definitely wasn't going to come to him. But we needed you to do something. Maybe it was like getting in a certain position or holding a block the right way to present a look that was going to be beneficial for the offense down the line later on in the drive. And it was something like that. And Rodgers was saying, you know, it's just things in the details. Robert Saleh loves Garrett Wilson. Aaron Rodgers loves Garrett Wilson and how passionate he is and how fiery he is. That's something that they love about it. But Rodgers, by the way, his first action, Bone, might not be until September 9th when the Niners play the Jets to open the season on Monday Night Football. How do you feel about it? Coming back from the ruptured left Achilles, this was the most publicized return from an injury ever that never even happened. But this guy has got a lot of tread on the tires.
How do I feel about how he's going to play?
Yeah, what do you think you're going to see from him?
I think it's a huge wild card. It's not, to be fair, Wild Card Wednesday. That's a different day entirely. But it, I mean, to me, that's something.
Columbus Day.
That's also true. That is exactly right. I just feel like Aaron Rodgers getting back to the level that he was a few years ago, not just before the injury, right? Because I don't think he was that great the last couple years either. He put up some numbers, but he was not as effective as he has been in years past. The idea that he's just going to come in and make the Jets a Super Bowl contender would be, you know what? If he does, he'll be, you know, comeback player of the year, right? That all will be his. But I don't think anyone should say that is the expected outcome. It would be a surprise to me if that's what occurs. Not that it's not possible. It's just going to be a surprise to me.
I don't love the situations that a lot of these really talented Buckeye wide receivers are getting themselves into. So you've got Garrett Wilson, and he's now got an aging Aaron Rodgers that might not be the same. And when Rodgers was out, their quarterback situation was among the worst, right? I mean, Zach Wilson has just been tragically bad as a draft pick, and he got his second chance there. But what do you think about Chris Olave down in New Orleans, where he's got Derek Carr in his second act, who's just been such an okay quarterback and very capped, but now problems for Chris Olave. He just left practice today with a hip injury. So hopefully Chris is okay, but just talking about two Buckeye wide receivers back-to-back had me thinking about that in their QB situations. And then obviously you've got Terry McLaurin, who talent-wise has shown that he could be one of the best, but he's had terrible situations with QBs in Washington. But Jaden Daniels has been getting a lot of rave reviews. But again, it's kind of all talk. Whether you're the number one overall pick, second overall pick, and you're the Heisman Trophy winner, it's one thing to then go and do it for a franchise that has been looking for a quarterback forever. And another one of those guys that's going to try to do that is Caleb Williams for the Chicago Bears, but don't expect to see him or any of the other Bears starters in the Hall of Fame game. We'll have that Thursday, 8 o'clock, right after the Buckeye show, taking on C.J. Stroud, I think, and the Texans. D'Amico Ryan said a little, you'll see, little thing called we'll see as far as C.J. playing in that game, but no Caleb Williams or Bears starters in that Hall of Fame game. You'll get Agent Bajent. Tyson Bajent.
There you go.
In that one.
We did have a couple responses. We were talking about what would be the penalty you would want for Michigan. What would be satisfying as a Buckeye fan? Chip Diep said, I'll take them vacating the wins from even just last year. I'll just say it's hard to remember what's happened in 2023 while trying to keep up with the eight or so scandals that happened on their campus that year. Good call. Andrew says they won't take away the natty, so do this. Two-year bowl ban, vacate the wins from 21 and 22, and sue Jim Harbaugh. Loss of 25 wins means they lose the record of 1,000 wins, and OSU and Bama would be the ones to do it first. If OSU can petition to restore 2010, they will get it. So there's a couple of thoughts there. I like those options. Again, I don't think they fully satisfy me, but I asked what would satisfy you. So good to hear from you.
Yeah, appreciate it. It is going to be hard to be satisfied with this because you can just sort of feel it coming now, right? You can feel a letdown coming.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not holding my breath for this to be great news when this notice of allegations comes down, and Michigan's then going to fight it. So even if a year and a half from now they go through the appeals process and eventually they're like, all right, it's done. Michigan has to, by that point, we'll know what happened this year. We'll already be into the next year. I don't think we're going to get the satisfaction we want out of this. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer on it. I just think nothing's going to replace beating Michigan. There's no feeling that replaces that for me.
That's the feeling that you need.
There's no feeling that replaces it.
Forget about all of this crap when it's all said and done. Just start winning the game again.
Beat them this year.
That's what matters. We can't control any of this other stuff.
No.
You could just go out there and control winning the game like you're supposed to.
Mm. Take care of what you can take care of. Control what you can control. Seems like a thing that football coaches say all the time.
Sound like a coach.
And sometimes it's never been more true. This is one of those times where it's exactly right. It's just, we want something. We think this is going to salve our wound, and it's not. Not yet. One of the most powerful people in Ohio sports has weighed in on the stadium versus dome discussion when it comes to football. We'll discuss that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit a five-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 17th Avenue. And if you're on eastbound 161 between Hamilton Road and New Albany Road, expect some slow-moving traffic there. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Look out for Put-in Bay, the island getaway you've been waiting for. Be it a day or a weekend, you can enjoy all sorts of shops, dining, and entertainment. Plan your perfect trip today at visitputinbay.com. Have a nice day at Put-in Bay. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. We have got plenty of stuff to get into. Rapid fire coming up 4:34.
Rapid fire.
As we like to say. Pew, pew. We are also going to have a game show at 5:34. Timmy's got fake, real or fake Canadian towns. Is that right?
That is the one.
Okay. So we'll play that game as well at 5:34. We'll have some Olympic updates for you as well. Major League Baseball trade deadline is going on. So we will continue to talk about that throughout the show. This one, though, one of the most powerful people in Ohio sports. And I mean, I don't know if he's one of the most powerful sports people in the country, but he's Andrew Berry. He runs the Cleveland Browns, essentially, as far as their on-field operations go.
Not one of the most powerful in the country.
No, no. But in the state of Ohio,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's an NFL GM, yeah. Right?
And
sure. Carries some weight.
Sure. So he was talking about a variety of things. I have some sound to play for you. This first clip is a bit long, but it has to do with the stadium issue. And I want you to hear what he has to say, because the Browns are currently angling for either a significant remodel of where they currently play.
Oh, yeah.
Or yep. Getting a new stadium, which could mean getting a dome. Here's what he had to say about
it. From a football standpoint, any solution is like we're a yes, like two thumbs up, because any solution where we're improving our home environment, where we're improving the fan experience, like that's going to be great for us regardless of where, you know, or outdoors and indoors. I know, you know, ownership, Dave Jenkins, you know, our local politicians are hard at work on a solution. If you're asking my opinion personally, you know, I personally think that we are like paying these guys to be athletes as opposed to gladiators. So I'd prefer like the dome solution. I'd prefer to be indoors. I think that's better for the team. And I also think being in the Midwest, you know, with the elements and everything, it's better for our fans as well. It creates a better fan experience late in the year when we're making those playoff pushes. But I do want to emphasize, any solution is a good solution. We're happy whether it's a renovation, a build, you know, whatever, because it just means that our home environment is that much more of a home field advantage here in Cleveland.
All right. So first off, he wants you to know the Browns will take any and all public money they can get for this. They would gladly take whatever the city's going to give them or the state or whoever. They want you to know they're not going to turn any of that down.
Yeah, we want a new stadium. We're taking it. Just let's be clear about that.
But we will also take it if you give us $500 million to renovate First Energy or whatever we're calling that stadium now that First Energy is kind of not great. I don't know. But that's fine that he put that out there. I don't think anybody's shocked by that. The part about him saying personally, now it's just his personal opinion. He's not saying in his capacity as the GM of the Browns that he's pushing for this, but he is saying that he thinks that a couple points I have a problem with. One is that these are gladiators. These are not gladiators. They are athletes. I don't know, Timmy. Does it make you a gladiator if we ask you to play in the rain and the snow occasionally or the wind?
I didn't think so. It seems to be that's the way he's putting it, though. And look, Midwestern town, I get it. It's cold. But I always thought that this was something that was part of your town and part of the experience of going to a football game, being a little bit cold. That's okay. It's an outdoor sport, and we're just trying to turn it into an indoor sport. Well, that's all we're doing the last 20, 30 years.
You're spot on that. And I used to be, I have to fully disclose this every time, I used to be someone who initially said, well, I think games would be better indoors because then we eliminate the elements and we eliminate all that stuff and you just find out who the better team is. One, that is not true because you can have all the dome, climate controlled, perfect everything you want, and then have one team starting quarterback get like a terrible illness and not play in the game, and then we don't find out who the best, you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be variables that you have to overcome in any sport, let alone in football. You are going to have that with the elements if it's outside. I don't think it's any different than if your star running back goes down with an injury the night before, and now you have to figure out how to win the game still. That's part of playing sports, is it not?
Yeah, I believe that it is. And I don't know, like, you never hear much about a retractable roof anymore. How many of those do we have? We got to have a couple in the league.
Is Lucas Oil retractable?
I think Lucas Oil is retractable, and maybe Arizona is as well. But
Teddy, did your guys
definitely some that are permanent.
Is there a retraction
domes
going on the AT&T Stadium there in Dallas?
I think that one's just open.
Well, it's open. Isn't it still open at the top?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know.
Jim, all right, I'm gonna pull up Google Maps right now.
Jerry World is?
Oh, he's watching the team in the actual stadium.
Okay, so it looks
I've
like
never
it's
been there.
It
looks
like it's open at the top, kind of like the old Cowboy Stadium was.
Yeah, the old stadium in Arlington. That was allegedly the idea was that so God could watch his favorite team play.
Yeah. So they still had to leave that.
So he still can. Yeah.
Well, because
only they're not his favorite anymore because they suck so bad.
He likes watching them, but just only so far into the playoffs. Usually first round, and then that's it.
Can you imagine if Jerry had put the top on and was like, "Sorry, God, this one you're not paying either." So no one gets to ride this train for free.
Okay? I had heard he said Washington was America's team because they're in the nation's capital. That's what he had said to me.
Okay.
Glad that's what he's doing on Sundays as opposed to maybe other things we could have him doing. But either way.
Yeah.
So I disagree with Andrew Barry on the idea that playing in the snow is akin to fighting a lion in Rome without like any weapons. I don't know that makes you a gladiator.
Gladiator comment.
But also, maybe you should tell the marketing for the NFL for like the last 30 years, which is all they do is talk about how these warriors on the field are out there. Like every team, all the pictures they take of these guys where it's like the business not done. And it's like a guy with like his nose bleeding and, you know, stuff. You know, all his like body tapes peeling off of him, and he's got dirt on his face.
Oh,
you know,
man,
they always take pictures and show these guys as warriors and gladiators, and then to set it up as I don't think that's what they are. They're athletes. Yes, I know that.
You hear the drums, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
I don't think playing in 40 degrees and rain makes you a gladiator warrior. It makes you a construction worker. It makes you half your fan base. Don't you have people that work in worse conditions than that, and they don't have to do it for 2 hours and then call it a day? They have to do it set 5-6 days a week. So I think it's a little ridiculous to say that personally. I just think that's a silly
comment.
These
guys are warriors, man. Like you said, let's go after school, you know, 3 o'clock, NFL Films was on.
Yeah.
I was seeing, you know, the images of the Raiders from back in the day. The autumn wind is a Raider.
Yes.
Pillaging
right.
Just for fun.
John Facenda.
I mean,
like
come
you
on.
Said.
Like that's you're still football players. You can try to take that out as much as you want with the rules changes, new kickoff and everything, but you're still putting the pads on and you want it. What did Tyvus say on this show yesterday? That's a football player, but he's also a nice guy that can turn it off when it's done. He wants to hit.
Yeah, he did. Right.
He wants to get into a mosh pit somewhere.
He wants to come to a mosh pit.
Because he misses the hitting from football,
yeah,
and he can't do that anymore. So, okay, you don't have to call them gladiators. They're not out there with, like you said, swords killing people. But look, it's a billion-dollar industry because people like to watch that.
Yeah, I think
making a lot of money off of that,
right,
Andrew.
I think playing outside has this other added element, too. He also said in his comments there that he thinks you're going to lose. You're going to have a better environment for the fans. And you're going to be able to get, you know, obviously, if it's climate controlled, even if it's 10 degrees out in Cleveland with wind chill and all that, the fans are going to be happy. And I understand fan safety should be an important thing. He's not talking about fan safety. That's not what they're discussing. That's not what any of these people that talk about new stadiums and new arenas and build domes, that's not what they're talking about. What they are talking about is the luxury clientele, the people who are going to be in a luxury suite, they want to know that it's going to be super nice no matter what. And they want more people who would like to be in luxury suites who can't afford that, who will then say, but I will plunk down 40% over what you're currently charging for tickets so I can sit in your nice climate controlled dome. They want to get more of that clientele in. What that is going to do is cause you to have a worse environment for the actual game, in my opinion. He's saying it'll make it better for the fans. It'll make it comfortable, but you are not going to have a better home field advantage when you have a dome. There's no way. I know people think because the noise will be louder. That's fine. You are not going to get the fans that are going to be there. Look at those Chief fans that were out there with their, some of them had fingers amputated to be at that game. Legitimately, they had frostbite. They suffered a limb or at least a digit being lost.
Oh, yes.
To watch their team play in
PP
the playoffs.
PP no worky anymore.
PP fall offy.
PP amputated.
Amputated?
Because of cold game right. Arrowhead.
But were, you those, know what? Were those? Was that atmosphere going crazy, though?
Builds character, right, Bone?
Well, again, I am saying if the NFL has a problem selling these tickets, then maybe he has a point. Has that been an issue? Everyone has an issue right now of getting live sports, people wanting to go. They never have it for playoff games. They never have it for your big games. Make them big games. Make your team worthwhile. I don't think these teams have this problem 9 times out of 10. Where they have the problem is when you suck. If you have been a 20-year disaster, then you have a problem with selling tickets. But even a place like Cleveland, which has been that disaster for a long time, still has a ton of fans, still has people ready to go to these games. I don't think you need to worry about a dome. I think you need to worry about making that experience at First Energy great.
I also think that it just sort of sets you apart because everybody does want to talk about a dome in 2024. Everybody wants to be comfortable. I think of my old Coastal Carolina coach with his, you know, dogs and cats meow, speech. I want no cats out there. Meow. I need a dog.
Need a dog.
Be a dog. You guys are the Browns. Set yourself apart. Yeah. Be that northern city that's by the lake that has grit and toughness and wants to play football outside any day of the year, no matter if it's hot, blazing hot when the season starts, or frigid cold when the season is winding down and we're in an AFC championship game trying to go to the Super Bowl. Don't be like Minnesota. Don't be like Indianapolis, who's even farther south than you and has to have themselves a cushy little dome stadium. No, come on.
You know what? I think the real reason here, because they're saying they want people to be comfortable, is they want to get big events, right? They want to be able to have that in a dome. You're going to be able to get those big events. Like Teddy, this weekend, wrestling, one of the biggest events they have, SummerSlam. Where are they having that event again? Is that, they probably in like a dome somewhere? Where'd they get
First
that?
First Energy, whatever.
Yeah, it's at Brown Stadium.
Yeah, Brown Stadium,
oh, that's
yes.
Right. That's outdoors. Yeah,
it's almost like you don't need any of that. It's almost like if you're a good city and you have good infrastructure and good hotels and you have people who can convince the people who are in charge of this stuff, you can get those events. So this is all stupid. Stop talking about building the dome in Cleveland. It's dumb. Embrace what you have. ESPN put together a list of the top 25 college football players since 2000, and it is crap. I don't know if it's crap. It is not including many Buckeyes. We will talk about this next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's some slow-moving traffic that's causing a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and 256. And watch out for an accident that's blocking the right shoulder on southbound 23's off-ramp to 270, and that's on the south outer belt. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, NA, copyright 2024. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker? This is Man and Bone.
Red-bellied woodpeckers are awesome. That's why I think about them. They're tremendous. Don't ever knock a red-bellied woodpecker. It'll do something for you, Timmy, spiritually, when you see one out there.
You know, I tragically got a crow the other day.
Oh.
I thought we had a deal, almost like Costanza with the squirrels, where a couple of crows, you know, they're in the road, right? And you're going at like your 35, 45 mile an hour speed, and you're trying to maintain speed. It's not like duckies or geese wandering out into the road where you slow down and you're cautious.
You think they'll fly away.
The crows fly away. And so there were two of them on like a carcass for something small. And then they both flew away, right?
Yeah, right.
So I'm maintaining my speed. And then one of the two crows swoops right back down at the very last second. And you just hear this little boop.
Oh, no. Oh, you got him. You got him.
Look behind and a couple of feathers.
And this is where
fly
I tell
up
you
into
that
the air.
Crows mate.
Sorry, crow.
Did you know crows mate for life?
Sad story.
They
man.
Also struggle to put their children through college. It's a very sad thing. And you've just taken one of the incomes away from that family.
I wouldn't say that I took it. I would say that he ran out into the road like a madman.
Kidding.
And ended his life.
I don't know if they mate for life. I have no idea if they mate for life. I'm just doing that to make you feel bad.
Just
however,
don't make me out to be a bird murderer, all right?
A birder.
That's not what
that's
I
what
am.
They call you birderers.
Not what I am. I live for the birds.
Can I tell
I'm
you?
I'm a proponent of the birds.
I actually think that crow was making the case that you drove a little too slow. Because crows, they're smart. They know how to use tools. They will bring you gifts. This is real. People have developed a thing where they put out like every day, like food for crows, and crows will respond by bringing you like a shiny rock and leaving it.
That's very nice.
I know Mike's sister is trying to befriend a crow. I believe he's told me about that. I know he was talking about someone in his family who's trying to get a crow to give him a gift.
Well, now my house is going to be on the crow's list.
Well, I think crows are smart enough to realize, all right, so when I see one of these large, shiny, loud objects roaring toward me while I'm eating some carrion, some debris, some roadkill, I know that I need to fly away for approximately X amount of seconds and then return, and that car will have passed at a normal rate of speed. You must have been putting along at like 22 miles an hour a 45.
I was coming up on my house.
And that poor crow was like, well, he's got to be gone now. And then circles back down and then whammo, because you were going too slow.
No, he was right in front of me. He left and then came right back.
It was
a weird move.
They're known as nature's speedometers.
Yeah,
crows are.
It was one of those odd moves that sort of catches you off guard. You're like, oh, you're not supposed to be coming back. Oh, boop.
Pour one out for the crow today.
Yeah.
The Timmy murdered.
The black crow.
The birderer.
May he rest in peace.
Tim Birderer Hall.
Maybe he's okay.
No. You pulled his beak out of your radiator. I don't think he's okay. I think he's gone. But you know what? I'm sure it was an accident, and I don't blame you. It happens.
Yeah.
The crow, you know what? You helped evolution.
Yeah, really, like you're on my side.
I'm just really giving you crap. The crow, actually, now you weeded out one of the dumb ones. So now you're going to have smarter crows. That'll be better.
Yeah.
Right?
You're supposed to, you've got the deal with the different animals that we talked about. And that's, you know, it's one of those things that you don't expect to hit. Like, have you ever had a close encounter with a deer?
Oh, yeah.
How terrifying that is.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't know what they know.
And like, they're moving so quick, and they move.
And they stare
in
at
such
you
an odd way.
They stare at you like, and you think, all right, dear, you see me. I see you. I mean, we're staring into each other's souls. The last thing you're going to do is dart. Oh, nope. You're in front of my car, and you have to slam on the brakes as the deer looks at you and is like, going to run in front of you now. And you're like, don't do that. It's the worst feeling.
Driving out in the country, like in the pitch dark, that's the worst, because if they catch your headlights and then you see those glassy eyes,
yes,
like, oh, you're right there. And then occasionally one will just dash in front of your car and just keep going. But it's almost like you want them to do something. Don't stay right on the side of that road.
Yeah,
please.
Either move.
Make a decision, move
other.
Back into the woods, or just dash out in front of my car so I can slow down now. Just do what you do.
Where my family lives in New Jersey, I just went back to this past weekend. And
did you almost get one?
Did I almost get one? I saw 20 deer in like the 30 minutes of driving I did
on the
hills.
Yeah.
Because they're right by the river. So, like, they are right by the Delaware.
Down by the river.
So, there's hills, there's water sources, there's food, and there's deer everywhere. And so, the whole time, I'm like, they've got to be smart enough. They see cars all the time. They're everywhere. They have to have adapted. And fortunately, none of them ran in front of me.
But one time ever, the only time out of all the, you know, seeing deer on the country roads where you think you'd have the disaster because the roads are windy and whatnot, and there's less reaction time because they can pop up out of the woods. But the only time I ever had a near crash was on an interstate, and it just ran right out into the interstate.
No.
And I had to slam on the brakes, and the car actually skidded for a little bit.
Yeah, I
thought that I was going to do a full donut, but did one of those like hard cranks left.
Yeah.
And was going slow enough, but the tires just kind of skidded.
And didn't hit the deer?
Didn't hit the deer, and there were no other cars like right there at that time. But this was only like dusk.
Yeah.
I was heading on I-70 West back towards Columbus, and it was almost like that scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where John Candy's hands are gripping the steering wheel so tight, and he had to like plunk, plunk, like pluck them off of the wheel.
Yeah.
It was bent halfway over. Mm. Absolutely terrified.
And I'm glad we both share this fear of deers. Fear the deer, as whoever would say that. I forget which team that is.
That's the Bucks,
deer.
Right?
Yeah, is Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's right. That would make sense. They are the Milwaukee Bucks. Go figure.
It makes sense.
So here's the ESPN list. They talk about the top 25 college football players from the 2000s. I'll give you the top five, and then we can go over the rest of it. Ed Reed, number five from Miami. Obviously had a great pro career after that. Vince Young at number four. Cam Newton at number three. Baker at number two. Baker Mayfield. And Ndamukong Suh, the best player of the 2000s. From now until 2000 in college football with Nebraska, Big Ten, great, Ndamukong Suh. Not really, because he wasn't in the Big Ten when they played. But here's if you want the whole list, I will spoil it for you and tell you there's no Buckeye on this list other than Joey B. Joe Burrow is there at number nine, but he wasn't named that for his time at Ohio State. Clearly he's going to be named that.
He's
going to
be there for LSU. I mean, we're talking about Baker Mayfield. Okay, there's a lot of guys on here that have won Heismans, and Baker didn't win anything as far as big games. I don't know how Reggie Bush and Tim Tebow are down there at what, 6 and 7, and you got Baker up there at two.
Well, to me, I
second best college football player over names like that.
You know, Tebow's not my guy. Me and Tebow, you know, don't necessarily get along. However, Tim Tebow, best college football player I've ever
Unbelievable.
Seen.
Unbelievable.
I'm just telling you. Like,
I got Tim Tebow.
Him or Vince Young would be number one and 1A for me. Those
right.
are my two right there.
And Ndamukong Suh is up there at number one, but you've got a guy like Aaron Donald down there at number 14.
But like, okay, here, you I know, will tell you this. How is James Laurinaitis not on this list? Did he play in the 2000s?
Right.
Yes. And you don't have to win a national championship to have been on this list. Like David Pollock is on this list. Justin Blackman is on this list.
Ndamukong Suh is number one.
Well, yeah,
they're
right.
Calling him
there
the number
go.
One college
didn't
football
win one. You're
player.
Right. Yeah,
he's
exactly.
A defensive tackle from Nebraska. I get he was great and dominant, but the best college football player of the century?
Jonathan
get
Taylor.
Get the hell out of here.
Jonathan Taylor's on at 25. So, I mean, again, obviously a great player, but did not win a Heisman. Am I right?
And again, you don't have to have a Heisman. Talk about a guy like Zeke.
I'm
as
saying
far as a college football running back.
Zeke could have been on there. I think you could
and a
have,
national champion too.
And by ability, we can. I know we're maybe prisoners of the moment, but tell me, Marvin Harrison Jr. is not better than almost every wide receiver on this list? Like Larry Fitzgerald on this list, fine, went on to have a Hall of Fame career. I'm just saying, Marvin Harrison Jr. put up. You could just watch one minute of film of his and say he's as good as anyone that's played wide receiver in college football in the last 25 years. No question in my mind. Rapid Fire's coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a 30-minute slowdown due to an accident that is blocking two lanes on eastbound 70. On the west side, near Hilliard-Rome Road, only the right lane is open and police are on scene. You'll also hit a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 between 670 East and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Pirani's Hockey World. Got some old hockey gear you've been looking to get rid of? Sideline Swap will be on hand the last 3 days of the Pirani's Hockey World annual summer sale event in Westerville, August 1st to the 11th, to purchase your lightly used sports gear. Don't miss it. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy, this can't be one of them because he's not here.
That's right,
Bob. Have all three of us here.
We have an excuse today.
But Timmy is here, and we love Timmy Hall. He is in.
So this really ain't one of them.
Well, it can't be. That's the rule. Is there has to be Common Man, T-Bone, and Ted for it to be one of them. But it's been fun. And, yeah, we've got plenty coming up. We are going to have a game show 534 with real or fake Canadian towns. We're going to do rapid fire in a moment. But before all that, I got to tell you, there's only one place I like to go when I'm going to do my banging when it comes to wagering on sports. Mike is the same. Common Man and T-Bone, the only place we go for our banging is Hollywood Casino Columbus. The sportsbook there has over 12,000 square feet of gaming action. Tons of opportunities for you to place a wager. I always like the option. They have a real person there you can go up to and say, hey, Flo, or whatever their name is. I'm sure it's not Flo. I'd like to place a wager. And they'll go, great. And they'll give you your ticket. And it feels like, yeah, you're getting a real bet in. That's awesome. But if you don't want to talk to a person, they have kiosks everywhere. You can go do that. You have ESPN Bet you can do too. All of that is there for you. All of that is at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Plus the best food and drink combo in the city when it comes to it. That's where we go to watch all our games. Hollywood Casino Columbus. Check out the sportsbook now. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Plus nude Scotty Vegas.
Oh, is he nude now?
Upset about losing all his money.
Oh, yes, because he rents his clothes, much like a ancient priest.
Right.
He will rend his clothes asunder whenever he loses a wager.
When he's so deep in the hole, they accept his clothing.
That's right.
As form of payment.
That's exactly
and
what
And then
he
they
does.
Give him more bets for that. They give him bet credit for each article of clothing that he gives back.
Don't expect the Scotty Vegas streak. Scotty's weird
yeah,
out
you're
there.
Not,
whatever,
you're not
whatever's
that deal.
Going on with him, don't expect that for you. That's just a weird thing he's got going out there. All right, rapid fire time. Let's do it.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
Rapid fire number one, Teddy.
All right. What's been your favorite Olympic event to watch so far this year?
Huh. I mean, I've had a revelation with rugby. Mike has too, I know. What about you, Timmy?
I would say gymnastics.
Gymnastics are always great.
I always wind up sinking into the three biggies, like swimming, gymnastics, and track and field, but I don't remember getting in on the men's gymnastics, and I was watching Team USA's team last night pull away with the bronze medal, and I had an affinity for, I forget his last name, but Steven something.
The glasses dude.
Glasses dude.
Yeah.
My guy, there's a special place in my heart for this guy because he had his glasses on right up to the point where he was prepping the pommel horse and then just took him off and like handed him to somebody. He did his routine. He killed it.
Yeah.
They were saying, oh, he just needs to hit a single. Well, he probably hit a triple on that pommel horse, got the, you know, podium secured for Team USA, and then the glasses are right back on for the celebration.
And that's all he does.
He must not be able to get LASIK.
He's only...
Like me.
That's right. You two both are LASIK ineligible. He is only there for pommel horse, I believe. That's like his one thing that he's...
Specialty.
Yeah, good for him.
The apparatus.
Those have been our favorites. Rapid fire number two, Teddy.
Which Olympic event do you think you could have the most success in doing?
Well, I don't know about you, Timmy, but for me, like anything involving like an apparatus of cycling or like a gym equipment, like a pommel horse, like that's all. I can't fit on any of those. So those are immediately out. Basketball obviously is not going to work.
No.
I'm not tall enough for that.
No.
I don't even think I'd be good enough to, like, I couldn't work my entire life to be physical enough and in shape enough to do like Olympic ping pong, let alone any other Olympic sport.
I'm not going to pick that one either. And people might think that that's what I would choose. But well, have you seen these guys?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
They're amazing. They're
it's
incredible.
Different.
It is very different.
Yeah, it's different than me and Mike.
But I mean, the one that I'm sure it takes skill, but I don't have to run anywhere or do anything. It would have to be one of the shooting sports, right? Wouldn't that have to be something that an average person could, over time with access, maybe get better and better and better at it if you got the right training? That's the only one I think I'd even have a remote shot at trying to get good at.
I was going to say the exact same thing because I've been infatuated by it because the types of guns that they use are wildly different. Mm. They're very specialty. You know, you look at the rifles or the pistols, they look like robot guns. Some way to, I don't know. If RoboCop, if his arm transformed into a gun, it would look something like that of an Olympic piece of equipment.
Timmy, I don't know. I'm going to say if you roll up to Colorado Springs where the Olympic, training facilities are and say, hi, I hear you're very specialty. I'd like one of your robot guns, please. I'm an Olympian. I think they're going to say, no,
I'm ready,
sir.
I'm ready
no,
to start.
Sir. You're not allowed.
Yeah,
we're not
going to
let you near those things.
I want that small bore rifle, no larger than 8 kilograms.
That's
what I'm looking for.
Rapid fire number 3, Teddy.
All right. Which Olympic event would you like to attend as a spectator?
I think I would want to watch the table tennis.
Yeah,
because
for
I've seen Anthony Edwards having himself a good time. Scottie Scheffler, one of our best golfers, the best golfer in the world, was out there watching it, having a good time. It's just the ground that they cover. I think it'd be very exciting.
Yeah.
And you're getting out of your seat and cheering on some of the shots that they're making time and time again. Just wild stuff.
I think gymnastics would be up there because, number one, it's a good ticket, right? Everybody wants to go to that.
Yeah.
But also, there are multiple things going on at the same time. So somebody's up on the balance beam, someone else is vaulting, someone else is doing floor exercise. So if you get bored with one, or maybe your country's not participating, you want to watch something else, like, you have a lot to pay attention to there. Men's or women's, that would be good. The kayaking also looks very interesting. I don't know if you've seen any of that.
Rapids into these.
Yes, they have like a fake course. And they drop them off of a ledge. They go in the water.
Uh-huh.
I'd go for that. I think that looks awesome.
It's like the summer version of a bobsled track.
That's it. Yeah.
The kayak track, right?
I think you're right. Rapid fire number 4, Teddy.
All right. Yesterday was National Wing Day. What's your favorite type of wing, saucer flavor, and place to get them?
Place to get them's the extra little extra trick there. I'm going to say two of my favorite flavors other than just straight buffalo are garlic parm and sweet Thai chili, like a sweet chili. Those two flavor combos are usually what I end up with.
Okay.
What about you, Timmy?
I'm going to say, it's tough because there's about 10 kinds of wings that I do love.
Yeah.
So I got to go with the most traditional, tried and true. I'll go with a hot buffalo wing.
Uh-huh.
Just
okay.
Your basic hot wing style, bone in, flap, or drummy, mixture of both. And I'll say my favorite place to get them will be the second annual Wing Fest that's coming up on September 14th.
Look at you. Wow. Timmy dropping one in.
It's going to be phenomenal. I'll be out there judging.
Oh, great.
It was so much fun last year. They're doing it again.
Yeah.
Down in Grove City at American Nitrile, and you'll have all different types, too.
I can't
wait.
Wing
cooks.
That sounds great. I'll say my favorite place. I get nothing for telling you this. I'll say Roosters. I always enjoy going to Roosters.
They're good.
Good wing there.
Yeah, it's a safe bet.
Rapid fire number 5, Teddy.
All right, T-Bone, you were telling us about your favorite tasty cakes yesterday. You even brought some in today for us. What's your favorite tasty cake item?
I do like the ones that I brought in today. Timmy has the like peanut butter and chocolate tasty cake with the cake inside. What'd you think of that one?
If you're watching on YouTube right now, this is a tasty cake candy cake. It's a peanut butter cake, candy spelled with a K. I used to like to throw these bad boys in the freezer as well.
Yes.
Because
they're great like that.
Because of the cookie substance. It's almost,
it's
like a cake.
It's
more of a cake substance inside. Yeah, with a thin layer of peanut butter inside the chocolate. And if you freeze this, it won't actually freeze. It'll just stay chilled and nice and cold, and it's still chewy. It's way up there. It's a favorite. But I'm going to go with the original butterscotch crimpet.
Those crimpets are delicious.
Those crimpets. Those butterscotch suckers. And, it's got two cakes. But the butterscotch layer of icing covers both cakes alike.
Yes.
And then you kind of break it apart.
Yep.
And sometimes you get a little bit more of that icing or a little bit less on one individual cake.
That is
so good. Would have him go to the Jersey Shore, so it kind of would speak vacation time like it would for you too, getting tasty cakes.
The cream-filled buttercream cupcakes are my favorite. They're chocolate with buttercream icing inside and then buttercream on top. It's like I'm watching, remember the Rush Hour when Jeremy Piven makes a cameo?
And snake skin, buttercream.
All I can think of when I say the word buttercream, but yes, those are delicious though.
Oh, that's a
you like that pull? Just for you, buddy.
I do.
Good.
Jeremy Piven in Rush Hour.
Hey, no one knew what he was about to go do, right? With the Entourage. No one had any concept yet of where he was about to take us, but.
Oh, look at you.
Took us somewhere. He did. Feat has occurred in Olympic fencing that seems like it will be hard to duplicate. I'll explain next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the left lane and causing a 10-minute slowdown. If you need to use southbound 71 on the north side, after Spring Street, it is stop and go from 670. And there's a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and 315. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. At Lowe's, save big every day. Right now, get a free pneumatic nailer when you buy a pallet of Metabo HPT nails. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
T-Bone here. Droopy Sack off today. Timmy Hall is here, our guy. Plenty to get to still. We got a game show coming up at 5:34. Timmy, what's the game?
We have got real or fake Canadian cities. We'll try to make this as good as Jen Winter's real or fake Taylor Swift songs.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not real or fake Taylor Swift songs. That was Taylor Swift song or Bath and Body Works fragrance. That's what that one was.
I think that's right. Yes. So we've got that coming up 5:34. This story from the Olympics, which by the way, there I won't give you any Olympic spoilers, or I will try not to. But if you're listening
Marie
to our
Antoinette.
Sports outfits, right?
Marie
all right.
Antoinette.
This is our code word. We're going to spoil for like 20 seconds. So just cover yours if you don't want to know things. The USA.
Team USA.
Today, rugby women, first bronze medal, first medal ever. If you've not seen it, go watch how they did it. They won with like seconds remaining. Basically the equivalent of taking a 95-yard touchdown to the house.
Get out of
here. No time. Yes.
Get right out of town.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Truck stick and everything going in that one. And then.
What a tough sport. Why don't we say anything about that? Well, we sure as heck couldn't play rugby, so it wouldn't have been that answer.
No.
Maybe if for a spectator sport, it'd be great to see.
And then, and again, spoiler alert, Marie Antoinette! The women's gymnastics team realized their glory once again and got the gold in the team all around. Let's go. And Simone Biles, I want to say now, is the most decorated gymnast in U.S. Olympic history, I believe. She's got the most medals now.
What's that put her at? Like, is she at
seven or eight? I think it was Shannon Miller, is that right, who used to have the record? And I saw that she was in attendance watching some of this from, like, a viewing party. She wasn't actually at the event, but she was at a viewing party for it, and they showed her and said, yes, this is her record she's about to break. And she went out with the floor routine right the end. And did well enough.
She came in to the Olympics, Simone did, with 8 medals.
Yes.
5 of which were gold. Oh, I'm sorry. They've actually already thrown, I'm on her Wikipedia page, they've actually already updated the gold medal from today.
There
so she came into the Olympics with 7, 4 gold, and now she's already added her first medal from the Paris Games. So awesome. She's the GOAT. She's unbelievable. And I've now gotten to see in a short span because I watched the men's events last night and I forget his last name, but Frederick was like the stud for Team USA.
Okay.
And he's awesome. He was doing the high bar, and then I caught his floor routine as well. Ridiculously athletic, like special to watch. But for the way that Simone Biles, I swear she must get 30 feet of elevation.
Oh,
she's on that floor routine, because it's got that bounce on the floor.
Yeah.
And what she can do, she's smaller, right? But she still has so much power and lift, and how it's just crazy to watch they how high she can get somebody, off the deck.
By the way, the guy you're talking about is, I believe, Fred Richard.
Fred Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the guy for the U.S.
Yep.
team.
He was awesome.
Simone Biles, I've seen them, like, you know, where they people will analyze the photo with measurements, stuff that they can figure out.
Yes, yeah. And
they have shown that her head, when she is at the top of her flip, when she is doing that ridiculous opening thing she does, it's over 12 feet her head is off the ground.
Like, think about that.
Now, remember, she is not 6 foot 10. She is probably 4 foot 10. And she is her head, not her arms, her head is 12 feet off the ground.
She's 4 foot eight, and I'm looking at an image here where it shows Victor Wembanyama, who is 7 feet 4 inches tall, and when Simone Biles can reach that air height that you mentioned of 12 feet on the jump, she would have her feet on top of Victor Wembanyama's head. The bottoms of her feet
that is insanity.
Would be on top of his head.
That is insanity.
We're not talking about the high jump where you bend your, you know, you contort your body, you bend backwards to get the Fosbury flop, right?
Right.
That's also impressive. But
yes, but they're going like, I think the record for that is, I want to say like 6 foot 10, maybe 7 foot, something like that. Maybe it's a little higher than that.
It's unbelievable.
I am obviously not the biggest high jump fan, although I do like to watch it when they do it. I don't know what the record is, but I'm saying they're getting their whole body over that. We understand that.
She's insane, though.
And she's on a bouncy surface that is perfect. You know, it's like
got a bounce to it. It's meant to do tricks, and it's meant to get you jumping and all that. But it doesn't make it any less impressive with how high up there. And it looks way higher than that. It looks like she's 30 feet up in the air.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's
you're
almost
saying, how the hell do you not die when you come down?
It's unreal that, and not just her. I mean, all these gymnasts are doing something like that, but she seems to get more vert than anybody else. I don't know. Vert. Yeah.
She
elevation.
Gets vert.
Elevation, Holmes. That, you know, yeah. She
got hops.
Yeah. She can get up there.
Hopping.
I bet she bought jump soles many years ago out of a Slam magazine. You know what I mean? She clipped that coupon, sent away for the workout video and the platform, the plyometric platform shoes, baby.
The muscle has to grow or
it has
die.
To. It's you have to stretch it and then you strengthen it. We know that. That's science. I learned that in Slam magazine. That's how I learned. All right. I will get to the Olympian story. Something that an Olympian did that I don't think anybody's going to replicate anytime soon. We'll do that. And Fat Boy Food Tip coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got some slow-moving traffic that's causing a 15-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 256. And if you're traveling northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 17th Avenue, expect a 10-minute delay there. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. When it comes to your favorite toppings, Donato's doesn't take them lightly. Actually, quite the opposite. They pile them on from edge to edge. Now for a limited time, get 25% off when you order online and pick it up. Use promo code TAKE25. Donato's, every piece is important. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Lots going on today. We've got Major League Baseball trade deadline news. You just heard Paul Keels talking about that. Also, game show coming up at 5:34. Timmy Hall is here. Timmy, what are we doing for the game today?
We're going to be doing real or fake Canadian cities bone. I'm going to check out Canada next week, so I'm getting excited for the trip.
Very good. I'm excited for you. It's going to be a fun trip.
I appreciate that. You went to Seattle last summer, correct?
I think it was a couple summers ago now, but yeah.
Okay.
Loved it.
So I know we were talking about places to stop at because we'll have a car. I actually rented a truck, so that'll be a new thing.
There you go.
Thing. I've never really driven a pickup trucks before, so that'll be fun.
Timmy Hall, the pickup truck driver.
Yeah, tooling around the PWN.
I love it. You're going to be out there.
Pacific West North.
PWN. The pawn. You're going to be Cardigan. You're going to be a pawn star.
Cardigan.
That's what you're going to be.
That's right. Yeah. Cruising around in a truck. So I'll be going from Canada back down towards Seattle, and then we'll leave out of SeaTac. We'll fly back.
Look at you using the local terminology.
That's right, baby.
Seattle-Tacoma Airport. Yeah.
SeaTac. Baby.
Hell yeah. Now, here's what you know, Timmy, the terminology, I'm sure you're aware, is the mountain out. That's what you're going to want to say. That's what Seattle people say when they see Mount Rainier. Because if it's
visibility.
Sunny, you can see it. If it's nice and clear, you can see it right south of town.
It's beautiful. It's incredible.
It's like 2 hours away from
I know.
South
it's
town,
crazy how tall that peak is that you can see that sucker from downtown Seattle.
I was talking with Tyvus about this yesterday because he lived out there, obviously played for the Seahawks, and he said he loved it out there. It was great. I don't know how people get used to seeing one of the largest mountains in the North America
on a daily basis.
If it's sunny out, you can just say, "Oh yeah, there's the mountain." I'm sure you do get used to it. I'm sure people get used to that stuff. It would be tough for me to get used to, but yeah, that seems awesome. Seems like a lot of fun. But yeah, have fun on your trip. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I was hoping that we could sneak in some Seattle Seahawks training camp, but we are not quite there for the days. I know the Browns. I think the Browns go out there for their third and final preseason.
Oh, is that
game.
Right? Okay.
Now I can't remember if it was in Seattle or not, but it was later in August and it wasn't going to fit. But I know their training camp is in Renton, so it's not far away from where they are in town there. That's got to be just a suburb of Seattle. But why would you leave Seattle, by the way? Like a lot of teams leave where they are.
I don't know.
And go to different spots, but no reason to do that if you're the Seattle Seahawks with the weather that you get and a desirable place to be. The Browns are actually back at the Greenbrier.
They are.
So they're in the middle of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to come back at a certain point, right? Once the games start getting played and then they switch it to Berea.
Yeah. I also saw the Cowboys with their training camp. I saw something about apparently attendance is down this year.
Still in Oxnard, right?
It's a tradition
of theirs to go to California.
I believe you're right. So the Cowboys, there's a rule because this also is hitting the Raiders, I want to say, where the Raiders have a rule. They want to do their training camp in and around Los Angeles because, of course, that's where they used to be at one time. However, the Rams and Chargers both have a rule that says if you do a training camp in their vicinity, you are not allowed to have fans there. So the Raiders are basically having a training camp with no fans. They're not allowed to have fans there. But Mark Davis said, that's all right. It'll give our team a chance to
Interesting.
Bond.
So, yeah, because the Raiders are also in California. They're somewhere near L.A., and they're in their area.
Yeah, they're staying around there. They want to do something around that area.
Hmm.
The Cowboys also do stuff in Oxnard, as you said. However, they're exempt from that rule. They are allowed to have fans there, but this is from Mike Leslie of WFAA, who covers the team. He posted a photo of just how terrible the attendance was and said Cowboy fans are out on this franchise more than I can ever remember. The attendance so far at camp is way down. And then another reporter posted some photos to The Athletic about how there's just no fans there. Apparently, maybe the fact that your owner has openly said, we're going to get all these guys signed. Yeah, we believe in them. We're going to get our big name players. You know, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, they're all going to get signed. And then they've not really done that, and they've also not gone out and got free agents to come in. And maybe now Jerry Jones is finally getting his bluff called by the fans and saying, well, dude, if you're not all in, we're not going to come out to training camp. We'll be there for the games, I'm quite sure. But yeah,
I mean, you're really only banking on local fans, right? I mean, I'm sure there's some, but
well, it's
how
it's
many
the Dallas Cowboys
it's
though,
the
right?
Oh, it's the Dallas Cowboys, right? We're like, once in your life, maybe, for a big baseball fan of the Guards or the Reds, you might do a spring training.
No, I'm saying...
How many people do that every year?
I know, and you're right. There's probably
some hardcore baseball fans that might fit that in, but it's not typically something that's done again and again and again.
There's plenty of fans of the Cowboys in L.A. and in that area, because they've done this for years, but maybe to your point, all those fans are like, yeah, I go every year. I'm not going this year. You know what I mean? Just like, maybe that's not as much of a thing for them anymore. Also, didn't the Cowboys build a whole big training complex that was supposed to be like this huge thing, which I know it is for people to come out and watch, but it has like housing around it and
the Star,
like
a mall, right?
Yeah, that whole complex.
It's like a 20,000 seat domed stadium inside there, right? I think they play big Texas high school football games or playoff games in there.
You're right. Anyway, that's where it's going for them. All right, let's get to this Olympic story I've been teasing for a while. The Egyptian fencer, her name is Nada Hafez. 26 years old. She advanced to the round of 16 in the saber competition.
Oh, love the saber.
And she lost, but she got to the round of 16, which I guess is pretty good. But then that's it. So she's out. And then she posted on her Instagram the following. She said, "What appears to you as two players on the podium," meaning her and her opponent, "there were actually three. It was me, my competitor, and my yet to come to our world little baby."
Yeah.
She says she is 7 months pregnant.
Amazing.
And competed in the Olympics.
And got to the round of 16.
I know.
Seven months pregnant.
I have known a pregnant woman in my house on three separate occasions who was 7 months pregnant.
Careful.
I am telling you, neither of us were in any mode to be competing at any level of competition, let alone at the Olympic level. I am saying that this woman was able to compete while being 7 months pregnant and then competed at an Olympic level to the point that she advanced at least one round. I think they started with 32 and she made it to the round of 16. That's impressive. I don't think we'll ever see it, because I would think most people are not going to do that. And most sports, you probably can't. I don't know why I presume that fencing is one where you easily could do
it. No, I don't think
while
that.
While pregnant, but...
I don't know much about fencing. You could say I know very little about fencing or nothing at all, but
Timmy, I want you to know.
It strikes me. I mean, we've seen
it involves sword play and not a person hammering posts into a ground and then nailing boards to them. I want you to know it is not that fencing.
It's a lot of sword.
It's sword play.
Thank you for clearing that
up. Okay, good.
Got a lot of sword fighting out there. That's literally what it is.
It's swashbuckling.
Swashbuckling and sword fighting.
Sure.
We wear those cool masks that they can see out of, but we ain't seeing it.
They look like a futuristic welder.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just a slick mask.
Exactly right.
They actually have the flag colors on the front of the mask,
too. That's helpful. Sure.
You kind of look like you're in Squid Games.
Oh,
wearing a mask like that.
Very much so a Squid Games look. You're exactly right.
A freaky character, but it seems like a pretty fierce sport to me. Like, you have got to be agile. You've got to be quick. You are working up a sweat big time. I think it's mightily impressive that you could be 7 months pregnant and doing something like that.
Well, and I'm sure that most people are aware of this, but in case you weren't, they did remove the stabbing portion of fencing. You no longer have to like physically impale someone to win. There's sensors.
In the original fencing, when the Greeks started, when they were doing it in the nude, when they were fencing in the nude, you would actually have to... get the sword to go
fencing
through.
Were they fencing in the nude?
The torso all the way to the other side. You had to like do a full impale.
Man. Boy, I
to
hate
get the
that.
Point.
You know, we're just going soft as a world, not even as a country, because all the countries are doing this. We're all going soft. I remember when you could stab people, not that long ago, you could stab people while fencing. Now they won't even let you stab someone, Timmy. What's the world coming to?
Decapitation was an automatic gold medal.
This other guy was winning, but now his head is removed. So we're going to say he lost. We're going to consult the rule book. We're going to go to VAR and have the check.
That's the ultimate.
It looks like, yes, he has lost.
The crowd would really, really get into it when that happened.
They were ready.
Never hear a chorus like that.
They were ready. They weren't gladiators, though. That's only if you play in Cleveland. Then you're a gladiator.
They were gladiators.
I guess it's time for this, right? Let's do it. Fatboy Food Tia.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fatboy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip. This is dumb. I quit.
Well, I have a couple things for you on this. Timmy, if you've got anything, feel free to drop in. One is that I cannot believe I forgot to bring this up yesterday. I'm sad that I did. However, I saw yesterday in my Taco Bell app that yesterday was free Baja Blast Day at Taco Bell. I don't know if they're still honoring that. I don't know if it's still a thing for the next couple days.
Really?
Yesterday was the official 20th anniversary of the Baja. So, yes, I got a free one. Yes, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Good. I'm sorry that I didn't tell the audience, though, because I know I am your Baja Blast correspondent. I'm the one who brings you Baja Blast blasts of news whenever they come. I am the one who you look to for that, and I let you down. I'm so sorry about that. My apologies for those of you who are expecting it. But yes, yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the Baja, and the world has been changed in a very good way ever since.
So you had one today and yesterday.
I did have one today as well. Yeah, I'm making up for lost time yesterday.
I don't think that was your Baja Blast from yesterday.
That was a zero. I always have a zero. But that's what I'm doing. Because they have that at Taco Bell and I like it. Now, this is a little bit more local Bad Boy Food Tip. Apparently, Marlowe's Cheesesteaks, which we have heard good things about. I have not been able to get over there to try it out. But Marlowe's, the Gahanna-based cheesesteak eatery.
Ooh, is opening, I must try this.
Well, they are in a location that is opening up, apparently, they are going to do a cheesesteak place in Ohio Stadium. So they plan, they plan to open this weekend with the soccer match there between Chelsea and Manchester City. They are hoping to have this thing up and running by then. And then it will, of course, be also ready to go once the Buckeyes and Akron kick off on August 31st. According to Jamar Shepard, who is the co-owner of the restaurant, said, "We're super grateful to bring our brand into such an iconic place in Story University. We thank Levy Restaurants at Ohio State for allowing this amazing opportunity. This is just the beginning of our growth. It'll be located near Section 18 and Gate 23 of the stadium. They do have a food trailer in Easton. They also have a Gahanna brick and mortar and a space inside of Bud Dairy Food Hall, if you've been over there.
Yeah, so that's a cool spot.
A few different places to get their food, but that is awesome. They are Philadelphia natives. They offer authentic Philadelphia cheesesteaks, along with Jamar, his wife Shanika. They both own that restaurant. They also do water ice, a frozen treat similar to a snow cone. It's like Italian ice, water ice. Yes, it's very good.
That's awesome.
But that's so Marlowe's growing. I like to hear that. Marlowe's is a great spot from what we've heard.
You can't go wrong with a good cheesesteak. That's something that I can come back to every single week too. I know it's a filling and it's greasy type of sandwich, but they're so good. I love making them myself at home too. It's one of my favorite meals to make on the Blackstone.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because you can just throw the shaved ribeye. For my money, you can't go wrong with Steakums. Go into the freezer section.
That's an easy
frozen way. Frozen with the wax paper on them. They're very tasty. If you want to go expensive and go to your butcher or whatever and get the thin sliced ribeye, be my guest. But I've tried both ways and I don't see enough difference with the difference in cost for a good old fashioned steak.
You're especially preaching to the choir
when
on
you
that.
Get, if you get great cheese and great peppers and onions and good bread to finish that up.
The bread is key.
It's just fine, but outstanding.
Some NFL fans not too happy about their new stadium. We'll explain that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit some residual traffic due to an earlier accident on eastbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. Still about a 10-minute delay there. And we have a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side from East Broad Street to 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. When it comes to your favorite toppings, Donato's doesn't take them lightly. Actually, quite the opposite. They pile them on from edge to edge. Now for a limited time, get 25% off when you order online and pick it up. Use promo code TAKE25. Donato's, every piece is important. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Game show coming up in just a few moments, 5:34. Timmy's going to ask me about real or fake Canadian cities.
Yes.
But first, Timmy's got to tell you about something.
Yes, I do, because usually Common Man would try to get the PP to Worky, but he is not here, and I visit my friends at Tri-State Men's Health as well. We both do. And, you know, low testosterone is a thing that can cause a lot of problems. You see, when you're in your 30s, heading towards the big 4-0, you're in that area right there, you can lose 2-3% of your testosterone every single year. And that doesn't come back unless you seek out some kind of treatment. The kind of treatments that Tri-State Men's Health is an expert at giving to you. So check them out. Really, you should go and see them. They have a bunch of lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. They got the one right there in Hilliard off of 270. We high-five each other in and out the door. The place is lovely. It's like a clubhouse, too. You can sip on a coffee. Sometimes they have to yell at me just to get out of there. I want to stay there the rest of the day. TriStateMen'sHealth.com, or you can call them at 800-900-9654. See about getting that first visit for just $99 and see what kind of low T treatment is going to work best for you. They can help. They will get that PP to Worky. I guarantee it.
Wow.
Tell them Timmy Hall sent you.
There you go. So Bills fans are not thrilled with stadium no Worky because they're getting a new stadium, which is, I'm sure, a good thing. But the way that it's happening for Bills fans is something that they are saying is causing a lot of, quote, frustration and anxiety.
Frustration.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the decisions they have to make as far as whether to keep their tickets or not. So apparently, the price of tickets for their new stadium is going to be super expensive. It's going up significantly. There is a private seat license that is being sold. So, or a personal seat license. That's what PSL stands for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are going to have to spend money to buy the license. And then, of course, you just get, by purchasing that, the right to buy the tickets, which a lot of Bills fans are saying that's going to jack up the price on what I usually pay for my tickets significantly, and I don't know if I can keep them. So apparently, the club is justifying this by explaining that club seating sections will entail a big upgrade from the current stadium, but there are just going to be some of these tickets that were previously regular old seats that now are going to be considered club seats. And if you want to keep a similar location to where you've sat, you're going to have to just push out the money for club seats, and not everybody can do that.
Yeah, that kind of sucks, doesn't it? They should just build their dome up there and call it a day.
Well, they are going to build a new stadium, but the problem is that with that new stadium comes heightened expenses. And I do feel for fans who are going through that. I know when the new Crew Stadium came in, when Lower.com Field came in, you know, there was a lot of good with that. There is a lot of good. If you've not been to Lower.com Field, it is truly one of the best sports experiences I've ever witnessed. I mean, when you are sitting in that stadium, whether you're up high or whether you are right down by the field, it does feel like what I envision a European soccer stadium feeling like. The roof is over you. You have got, I've been in it when it's pouring rain and I'm sitting bone dry, no pun intended. I'm just sitting there dry in my seat. It's nice. So it's really awesome. But the cost of that place, when they announced what the tickets were going to be, I know there were a lot of Crew fans who said, oh, to sit on the side of the stadium I used to, that's not going to be possible. Or to sit as low as I used to, now I'm not going to be able to do that because the cost was more significant. So that's for a 20,000-seat stadium. I can only imagine what the Bills are doing is going to be many more people affected by that.
What is, I was joking back there, they're not building a dome, are they?
I believe not. I believe they were one of the ones who said, absolutely not.
Right,
the Bills,
absolutely not.
Bills Mafia does not want that.
We're going to throw each other on plastic folding tables before the game.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't care what degree it is outside. We're going to slam a bunch of beers, eat some chicken wings, and watch the Buffalo Bills. Outdoors. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Except for it's going to be extremely expensive now. Extremely expensive.
Well, this is something, I remember this happened in Germany. Because Germany's soccer league is very popular, right? The Bundesliga, very popular in Germany.
Yeah, that's a hot league. It's one of the top three leagues in the world, right?
Yeah, it's in the European Championship, all that stuff. Their teams compete. One of their teams was in the final for the Champions League this year. So they're very good.
Bayern Munich?
No, it was Borussia Dortmund. But yes, Bayern Munich is also in that league. Those are the two of the big teams there. In either case, that league years ago started to get so big that TV networks and, you know, apparel companies and all these other people started saying, hey, you could be like the NFL here. We could do multi-billion dollar TV deals and you could raise the prices on everything. The German league is owned. They have this 50+1 kind of operation to their teams. It basically says the fans control more or less 50+1% of how decisions are made in this process. And so all the German owners of those teams are accountable to their fan bases, as I understand it. This is why when you go to a German soccer game, you can get a ticket for still between like $30 and $50, equivalent to us. Tickets are not $200, $300, $400. Even if you want to sit low, even if you want to sit in the best seats, they don't have a lot of club level seating. They don't have a lot of that. They are trying to keep the most fans happy and the most people in these seats. The price of beer in their stadiums is what it was still 5 or 10 years ago. They don't change the prices on much of that. The apparel is cheap. Like, they have done this because they said at one point, they asked the guy who ran the German league and said, why don't you do what the NFL does? And he said, we are making enough money to sustain what we want to do. Everyone here is getting rich. We don't have to make billions of dollars every year.
It's a choice.
We want our fans to be happy.
Yeah.
We want them to enjoy this sport, and we want families to come, not just like very rich people who can afford a ticket for themselves and that's it. And I think that is a very interesting way to look at sports. I know in America it's different here, but I wish that some of that thinking would pervade the front offices of the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, all these places, and realize if kids don't ever come to these games, if everyone gets priced out,
well,
you're going to have a fan base in 20 years that says, why do I care about going to these games?
Exactly. It's too much money. You have to, think about, what things cost and what your family situation is and how much you got to put away each month to pay your mortgage, your car payments, your bills, and then save up for college. And then your entertainment expenses can only be so much. And if sports and the price of going to these games is going to continue to skyrocket, you do have to maybe, tail it back. Maybe you used to get season tickets, but you can no longer afford to do so. So you have to jump in on maybe 1-2 games max a year. I at least appreciate, you remember, I don't know if they're still doing it, but I know years ago we read that the Atlanta Falcons were significantly cutting back costs of some concession items.
Yeah.
I would appreciate if at the very least we could stop gouging people on soda, soft drinks.
Like,
can we pick one area where we don't rake you over the freaking coals?
Yeah.
And just pick that one? Like, hot dogs and Cokes can at least be a normal price where you'll still make massive loads of money.
Yeah.
But you don't just have to completely rip us off.
Well, how about
if I
buy a personal seat license and a season ticket, I get a free parking spot. How about that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or I get, $3 Cokes.
Or something, right. How about
because
being
I'm
a season ticket holder?
I'm a member or whatever. Or
yeah.
you can buy a membership to some club where, like when you get the food plan at Cedar Point.
Yeah,
you're going
to be
there
all
day.
You don't have to be a season ticket holder, but
$30 has some value spread out over the whole day.
If you knew you were going to go to multiple games, maybe you could buy into that food and drink package, to your point. Something like that would be good. By the way, Falcons just sold out their season tickets. That probably has to do with the fact that they've drafted and got in free agency.
Drafted two quarterbacks in the first round.
You have a quarterback. Yeah, you have all this stuff. But there's promise for that team. People feel like maybe they've got a chance now. But maybe a little bit of that concession stuff didn't hurt either. That's all I'm saying. Game show's next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt from Main Street to I-70. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle. That's on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 on the North Outer Belt after Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The street is home to new ideas, surprising innovations, and new ways of understanding food. It's what inspired Taco Bell to create the new Cheesy Street Chalupas with grilled steak, fresh onions, and cilantro. Try them today at participating U.S. Taco Bell stores for limited time only while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Game show coming up in mere moments. Timmy Hall is in today. Glad to have him here. And by the way, my guys and gals at Able Roof will get the job done for you in one day. Maybe you've got a roof that needs some assistance. Maybe that roof is just ready to get replaced, or maybe something happened to it. Either way, with a 24-hour turnaround on most jobs, it's done in a day, good for a lifetime. Able Roof, the number one roofing company in Columbus, 22 years in a row. Take advantage of summer promotion before it's over. No payments, no interest until 2026. And get up to $1,000 on a new roof, siding, and windows. Don't put off getting that new roof any longer. You know you need to do it, and you know you need to call Able Roof today. 614-444-ROOF. That's 614-444-ROOF. Timmy?
Are you ready?
Well, if we're going to do the game show, I'm going to try to be as ready as I can, because I am hopeful that I can parse through your chicanery when it comes to all of the different... Well, city names you're about to give me in Canada.
Because I'm sure you know there are some really weird city names in Canada. Some of them were on your t-shirt for the Man and Bone World Tour. So we'll
see. We're
going to see
how much I looked at that t-shirt then. Here we go. Let's go. All right, Timmy, take it away.
All right, here we go, Bone. We'll start with a good one. Real or fake Canadian cities. Everybody play along and enjoy. Town number one, Sexsmith. Sexsmith.
I'm sure there's something to do with sex, but would it be Sex Smith?
Yeah, Sex Smith. So kind of your last name and sex.
And sex. I'm going to say, yeah, that's a real Canadian town.
Yeah! Way to start strong out of the gates. It's a town in northern Alberta on Highway 2, about 20 kilometers north of Grand Prairie.
I know where all that is.
Town number two.
I know what a kilometer is, and I know where Grand Prairie is. So I'm glad you said both those things.
Good. Nippletuck, town number two.
Nippletuck. They lead the world in bottle manufacturing, I believe. Yeah. Nippletuck, I'm going to say, is not real.
Very good.
Say that is
fake.
That MF-er is not real.
Fake.
That's what I'm going to say.
What the hell kind of town would be called that?
Would call it that.
But just wait till you hear some of the other ones,
okay,
though.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, town number three, Floozy.
Floozy.
Floozy. Ann Arbor is such a floozy.
I feel like floozy could absolutely be a real town name in Canada, but I'm going to say it is not a real town in Canada.
All right.
Three for three.
Let's go,
here we go.
Town number four.
By the way, I want to point out, the last time we did it, one of the last times we did a quiz, you asked me
you
like...
You got them like all
no,
wrong.
No. Yeah. You asked me like college basketball mascots. And I went like Ofer.
It was close to Ofer. Yeah.
I'm saying.
Doing much better.
I've already gotten three right out of this. That's shocking. But go ahead.
You've got northern things in your blood. I don't know why you like it so hot. You're talking about the Pacific Northwest. You're getting all the Canadian cities. You don't want to be down in Florida in 100 degrees. Come north with us.
You're right.
Get serious.
Okay.
Town four, Blood Vein. Blood Vein. Veiny Vevelinen.
I enjoyed them more when they were called Mud Vein. And I'm going to say that's also a fake Canadian town.
No, it's real.
Real?
not going three fakes in a row. It's real.
I don't know.
It's a First Nations community. It's located on the east side of Lake Winnipeg in Manitoba.
Okay.
Over 1,100 people. A lot of lovely wildlife, as you do in Canada. Mm. Caribou, bears, bald eagles, lynx, owls, others. Number five, Pickle Lake.
I'm going to say pickle.
Pickle my pickle.
I'm going to say Pickle Lake is real.
Yes.
Yes.
Real township in Ontario, known for being the northerlymost community in the province that's accessible by road year-round. 350 kilometers north of Thunder Bay.
You know what you need when you live that far north? Probably a lot of other places. Maybe not there.
All right.
You need a snow machine.
You do.
That's what they would call that. Not a snowmobile. Snow machine.
Yes. Jeremy Renner will operate it for you.
That's right. Well, that's a snow plow, right? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah,
that's
snow cat or whatever.
Hopefully he's doing all right.
He is great. He's doing great.
Good, good.
Town six, Niupepo.
Niupepo. I mean, that sounds like a town that has to be a real name. I'm going to say it is a real name.
No, it's fake. It's mainly gibberish. But it's actually, I stare at this lettering every day because we bought some pickleball paddles on Amazon.
Oh, gosh.
And the brand name says Niupepo.
Not you too.
Well, we did it like a year ago. We tried it. All right.
Oh, gosh.
That's fake. Town Niupepo. Fake. Town 7, Bowls Balls.
Who's?
Bowls? Chicago Bulls.
Bowls Balls?
Chicago Bulls.
Oh, Bulls. Bulls. Okay, gotcha.
Michael Jordan's Balls.
Bulls Balls. I'm going to say the Canadians are quirky enough to have a town named that. I'm going to say real.
No, that's fake. Oh. That's from my brain.
Known. Why would I not? Why would I think that?
All Number right. 8, Punky Doodles Corners. Punky Doodles Corners.
That sounds fake.
Like P-U-N-K-E-Y, Punky.
Punky Doodles Corners.
Punky Doodles
Corners.
It
sounds fake, but I'm going to say real.
It's real.
All right.
And it actually, you look at it on a map, Bone, it's in a very busy area in Ontario. Looks to be just miles northwest of Hamilton. That's a huge town. And just southwest of Toronto. All right, town number 9, Nutsack.
There's no way a town's called Nutsack.
You're right.
That's good. The township also was going to call itself Scrotum, but decided last minute, keep it classy?
Why?
Let's just dive into stupidity.
Town number 10, Spread Eagle. Spread Eagle.
I'm going to say real. I'm going to say it's a real town.
Yes.
I'm going to say Canada likes to get spread eagle, baby.
It is in Newfoundland.
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 It's in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Right near Spread Eagle Bay. It's also just a few miles west of, this is real. This is a real town.
Okay.
A few miles west of Dildo.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
South Dildo.
I know Dildo because that was on the sheet.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, hey there, Bob. Oh, hey. You're going up to Spread Eagle. Don't forget to swing through Dildo on your way, you know?
Yes. That's what they sound like. Number 11.
Get some poutine there in Dildo, yeah.
Number 11. Climax.
That's real. That has to
be
real.
You know that?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess it's real.
It is real.
Yes.
Southern Saskatchewan. It's only a few miles into Canada, north of the Montana border.
I love that.
Not
that's
far
real.
From Turner, Montana.
They got to sell a lot of t-shirts in places like that, right? That's the t-shirt and keychain capital, I would think. You go in there and it's like, oh yeah, get your keychain from Climax there.
All right.
Like in Indiana, there's a town called Uranus that has a chocolate factory. And you can go get your chocolate in Uranus. And there's all kinds of...
Get it?
Yeah, there's all kinds of buttons and stickers and t-shirts they're making. I would hope Climax... Where is it?
Climax.
But where in
Saskatchewan.
Canada? Saskatchewan. I hope they are making that t-shirt. I hope it happens.
All right, a few more. Let's get these in. San Luis du Ha Ha! Exclamation marks. San Luis du Ha Ha!
I'd like to believe it's real.
It's where Gus Johnson's from.
But I feel like it's fake because those are all things you could have come up with.
No, so it's real.
What?
San Luis du Ha Ha!
I thought you were combining Martin San Luis and du Ha Ha. You're that. I thought you were combining your Gus Johnson.
It's real. Pickaxe. Pickaxe.
Real.
Fake.
No! I've fallen off.
Shim Sham.
Whoa. Where?
Shim Sham.
You scared me there.
Shim Sham.
Real.
Fake. Flin Flon.
Real. That's real. I know Flin Flon.
Dean Evason. Dean
That's
Evason.
Where he's from. Yes, yeah. I remember. I knew we saw that name recently.
Dawson Creek.
Fake.
Real.
No.
Caden Lindstrom.
What?
Caden Lindstrom.
That's right.
No S, so it's not for Dawson. The Midwesterners.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait. Dawson Creek.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
So that'd be like if Myers was the actual name and they added the S.
That's right.
Harry Buffalo Hat.
There's Medicine Hat.
Harry Buffalo Hat.
Fake.
Yes.
Good. All right. Good.
Pretty good.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. All 17 right. of them there.
My God. 17
good
names.
Good job.
Good job, Timmy. That was a robust quiz. I like it. That's also a town.
You like to go from Shim Sham
to keep
Flint
stopping
Flan.
At the wrong time on Shim Sham. I got to tell you, you got to keep that Shim Sham in line, all right? You got to run a tight Shim Sham.
I don't know
over
what
there.
You're talking about.
Woo. Back page coming up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side from James Road to Bryce Road. And expect a 5-minute delay if you need to travel on eastbound 161 between Little Turtle Way and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the $7 bacon cheeseburger meal deal will leave you and your wallet full. Grab a bacon cheeseburger and order regular fries, a drink, and a sundae for a whole lot of happy. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy tastes good. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Final segment of the program. Timmy Hall is in here. Jeff Tito Thidoff is over there. And I will talk to Tito in a second. But before we do that, I got to remind you, if you ever miss an episode or a show or a day where we're on the air and you don't get to hear it, that's okay. The podcast is there for you. Wherever you get your podcast, just search up Common Man and T-Bone. You can find it there. You can subscribe. You can follow it. And then every episode comes right to your device. It's all free of charge. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Tito, what's up, buddy? How are you? Hang on again. Let me do that. There we go.
That wasn't a Tito error.
No, that was a T-Bone error
right
there. Good
to see you, buddy.
How you doing? How are you guys? I'm doing great.
I had to thank you because I haven't seen you since you saved the day for me when it was coming out of both ends and I could not do the Cardale softball game. I had like 5 hours of notice for him. It was like 11:30 noon. I knew this big thing was coming up at the end of the day. Absolutely could not do it. Couldn't leave the house, and Tito was there. Yep, I'm not doing anything. I'll do it.
Out every you, time. Tito. You know that, Tim.
Good man.
I never say no to you.
Hey, yes. Buckeye Leaf.
Thank you. Wow, that's Buckeye huge. Leaf.
Wow, that's big.
I found out from Dane that, and I don't know how many times can confirm this, but like at the end of the year, they take them all off. You got to start over fresh every year. I didn't know that. Dane was saying
clean
he thinks
slate.
That, yeah, I didn't know. I just remember like
Buckeye
seeing
leaves on the helmet.
The Buckeye leaves on the helmets.
Take them all
for
off.
The players.
You didn't know this?
No, I thought it would just accumulate over your career.
You mean like you've never watched a Buckeye game in the first game of the
year?
Yes,
I have.
Seen, like,
I haven't
a 4-year starter
I'm
who has
watching
no
that.
Start.
I don't remember watching that. I remember like Art Schleister having a helmet full of them.
Well, he certainly lost them.
He's lost a couple. Yeah. For me, it is. Yes,
they're gone.
Okay. I thought everyone, I always remember watching like in the second or third week where you see like the starting quarterback will have 3 or 4 on the back or 4 or 5. And you're like,
I don't pay attention to that.
Someone's already getting going. That's good.
But I was thinking about that. How demoralizing is that? How deflating is that? If you're a guy with a great year, you got all these helmets, all these stickers on there. And then some young punk who's an intern comes over and has to take them off.
Tyvus is sitting in the producer studio with Ted. Tyvus, my question is this. If you have a banner year, but you're like a sophomore. You're not leaving. You're still there. And you get a helmet full of Buckeye leaves and you've got some scrapes and scratches on that face mask. Can you just tell them like, hey, don't touch it after the bowl? I balled out in the bowl game too.
Right.
I was awesome. Coming back from my junior year, I want that specific helmet on my shelf
to buy. I want to buy.
I
want to
have
one.
It. Can yeah. you? Can you keep your helmet?
You can buy every year. You can elect to buy that helmet, which keeps all the stickers and all that on there. But if you don't, you got to wait next year. And then it's like me. I waited until I was a senior and I bought my senior helmet. So however many stickers was on that helmet is what you get.
So what's the most stickers you ever got for a particular game? Is it a by game or do you earn them in practice as well?
No, heck no, you ain't getting nothing in practice.
You get
an opportunity to play in the game from practice. That's about it. Me, I think the most I've ever had was like 6 or 7, and you got to have like interceptions and stuff like that.
6 or 7 Buckeye leaves in a game.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
good.
Like
that's nice.
Like Braxton would get like 12 and stuff. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, when you're playing quarterback, they're like, he didn't get sacked. Buckeye leaf.
DeVere used to get a lot too.
You threw it for 5 yards out.
DeVere got a lot.
All the offense do. It's hard on defense because it's not just a tackle. You got to get like a TFL or you got to get a sack or a pick or something. Something like that. It's got to be something big to get a lot of stickers.
All right. Well, did you give him the bunny ears back there?
Yeah.
Panama Ted?
Teddy's giving bunny ears to Tyus back in there.
The camera,
people on YouTube want that to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have more fun. I would love to hear more Buckeye Leaf discussion. That's great. All I thought was, I always thought they got the stickers cleared off at the end of the year if they keep that helmet.
Right.
Because it's always empty.
I just think it would suck to be like, I got a helmet full of Buckeye Leaves and then they take them all off.
You know what they should do? Paint them on. Like if you're freshman year, paint them on. Then sophomore year, paint them on again.
Right.
And then at the end of the year, put stickers on it first.
Right.
Then your senior year, it's just covered.
Yeah.
You don't even have a silver helmet anymore.
That'd be great.
Tito, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Well, we're going to go on the trail. We got some updates on what's going on with Ohio State football and basketball recruiting. We're going to talk about some Ohio State players in the NFL that need to have a bounce back year. We'll do the College Football Pulse like we always do, and we'll close things up. We got Karma's crew update, too. That's a good update. We can talk about that
as
well. Yes. They won that. Now we don't have a segment. Tim just spoiled. Just like the damn Olympics today, you guys are spoiling everything.
Said Marie Antoinette. That was
Carmen's
the code
crew
word.
Won.
Jared Sullinger.
They're playing Kentucky now. Now I got to find a new segment for the 7 o'clock hour. Thank you, Tim. And we're going to curse a lot on the show tonight because it's your show.
Jared Sullinger is being deposed by French rebels as we speak.
Yes.
Careful. The revolutionaries are coming. All right. Tito's up with Tyvis for Buckeye Show next. But before that, it's time for Back Page. Let's do it.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Timmy?
All right, boys, are you down with Deadpool and Wolverine?
Love it.
Do we want to see this?
Love it.
I haven't seen it yet, but go ahead and spoil it for me if you want.
All right, so it has just
Deadpool
smashed.
Deadpool and Wolverine are in it.
Yeah, they're in it. Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. There you go. They just broke the R-rated record for an opening weekend with $205 million domestic. Do you know what movie it broke?
I do.
What previously had the R-rated record?
Why do you know that, Tito?
I think because we've already talked about this, but have we
did this. Yeah, we did this
yesterday. We did it.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm against Deadpool.
That's okay. You were here.
Deadpool do it?
You were working early yesterday.
I think it was Deadpool.
It was Deadpool.
Thank
Deadpool
you.
In 2016. Yes, exactly the same thing. That's all right.
Tomorrow. Back page.
Tomorrow we'll have a new.
Backer.
Tomorrow we'll have a new back page story, I promise. And Common Man will return as well.
Lewis Timmy? Hamilton says no to F1 cockpit air conditioning units.
There you go. That's right. Say no to the cockpit
as you air
said.
Conditioning.
Tim May and I talk about that on Sunday, just so you know. Also,
what a show! I guess no one can ever talk about it again. Tito is disgusted.
Simone Biles and U.S. Women's Gymnastics win the gold.
Hey, Marie Antoinette.
It's your show. I don't care. I can ruin it.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't worry, you already are. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 315 at Lane Avenue, expected to be stop and go from Ackerman Road. We also have a slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check out Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
We inch closer to the start of football Thursday. The Hall of Fame game has the Bears and Texans. Bears are minus 130 on the money line and a 1.5-point favorite. The Super Bowl odds have the Chiefs and 49ers both as co-favorites at 6-1. The Ravens are 10-1. Lions are 12-1. Bengals have the 7th best odds at 15-1 to win the Super Bowl. For your action update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Starting with baseball, the trade deadline is just coming to a close here at 6 o'clock. Today, the Guardians and Reds both made a move. Cleveland acquired right-handed starter Alex Cobb from the San Francisco Giants. Meanwhile, Cincinnati sent reliever Lucas Sims to the Boston Red Sox. On the diamond, home runs by Josh Naylor, Brian Rocchio, and Jose Ramirez powered the Guardians to a 5-0 win over the Tigers earlier today. Cleveland sweeps the 2-game set there in Detroit. They'll enjoy an off day tomorrow before they begin a 4-game set at home against Baltimore on Thursday. As for the Reds, they look for a second straight win at home tonight over the Chicago Cubbies. First pitch at Great American Ballpark is next hour at 7:10. So Tony Santillan is on the hill for Cincinnati. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, go ahead and call Mark Levy at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal behavior.
That doesn't
behavior.
Mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth,
mm-hmm.
and the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not.
It is fitting that I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.